Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Rolling closures today. Yeehaw. Morning, everybody.
Welcome to the show today.
We have a busy show today, very busy show today. In addition to Schwani completely ignoring what's happening on the show right now,
we also have Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block. We have A.D. Bryant from Saturday Night Live and from the movie Us. Tom, have you seen the movie Us yet? Tom Hush, the soon-to-be ex-producer of the Sunday morning show here?
Yeah. I tried to, and I got a ticket to one of those special screenings last Tuesday.
Right.
Turns out you're supposed to show up really early.
Yeah, or you don't get a seat.
Yeah, I showed up. It was a 7:30 show. Showed up at 7 o'clock.
Right. Oh, yes.
Yeah, it turned down, so I just went down to the Billy Goat and
that's also
spent the
good.
Night there.
Yeah, that can also be a scary experience. It can be terrifying going into the Billy Goat at that hour of the night. It's a great movie. We'll talk more about that later on. Andy, did you hear that producer Tom Hush has been fired from the Sunday morning show?
Yeah, and I was hoping it wasn't something I said. You know, I told him that all the plants are going to die now.
Do you water the plants?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Just the Sunday morning plants, that's it.
I did not know that that was one of his responsibilities. Apparently, Tom could not get along, as most of us. It's not just... Tom just became collateral damage on this. Most of us don't get along with Schwani. Most of us have a very difficult time getting along with him. But I guess he had some words with Schwani, something. And Schwani being full of, you know, the power.
Full of what?
Full of power.
Full of what?
Power.
Had Tom Hush fired off of the morning show. And be gone.
Oh.
Today's his last show. He got fired because of Schwani.
Tried to talk him out of it, but he was, you know,
adamant.
He was singularly focused on that.
Yep.
Well, I brought in my Monkees records as a little consolation.
Excuse me? You brought in your Monkees records?
I brought in my Monkees records.
What do you mean?
Well, we were talking, who was it, Michael Nesmith died a few weeks ago?
I think that was Peter Tork.
Peter Tork, rather, I'm sorry. And we were talking about the Monkees, and I had mentioned to him that
see,
I
what
had
happened
the original
a couple of weeks
records.
Ago. A couple of weeks ago, Tom Hush corrected him. He said that Mike Nesmith died. Tom corrected him, and Schwani got mad, and now has had him fired.
Out the door. He's taking the last train to Clarksville.
Yes, he is. Apparently, that's the case.
Saying words that never were true.
So you brought vinyl records in?
I have them on my desk here, yes.
Huh.
Yep.
Is that any particular reason?
Well, we were talking about the fact that I had the original records, and he said, oh, wow, that's really great. And I said, I will bring them in.
Yeah, he was humoring you.
And so I did.
He was patronizing you. Maybe another reason he
and
got
I brought
fired
in some. I brought in some Stones records and some Beatles stuff, too.
Wow, look at you. Looks like we're having a sock hop in the newsroom later.
Yeah, well.
Let's see.
Hold that's going to be the pregame show.
Hold one up.
Hold one up? Okay, let me go get it.
Do you have? Oh,
yeah,
I thought you had them right where you're.
No, they're right. They're just to the right of me.
We'll get them later. That's okay.
Okay.
It's not like this is television and anyone but me can see. It's all right.
I have a really important question, though.
Yes, sir.
Will there be a ceremony for the handing off of the 40-year buzzer to the next producer?
I was wondering about that myself.
Yeah, Schwani's hoping that the 40-year buzzer, the
40-year
alarm is going to go away. It's not.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
No, if anything, it's going to become even more strict.
Okay.
We're going to turn up the volume on it. It's going to be 100 decibels.
Tom is going to be going to the Nick DiGilio show. Apparently working here on Sunday morning wasn't good enough for him. So he's going to get a full-time position here, which is
awesome.
Very nice, and he's going to do a great job. One of the best producers that we've had on the show.
Wow, thank you.
Maybe the best. If Kevin Powell isn't listening right now, I'm going to say the best producer that we've ever had on the show right now. Because our producers here on Sunday morning move on to big things. Kevin Powell, of course, was a producer here. Kevin Richter produced Bill and Wendy's show for a long time and now is in California. Produced here. We've had many, many great producers. But Tom Hush has been one of the best that we've had. And we're going to miss him greatly. And wish him a lot of good luck with Nick. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. I've heard you on with Nick chatting, and you sound great, and it sounds like you guys are going to have a good time.
Yeah, I hope you like hearing about obscure horror movies, because that's going to be it every day, 4 hours.
Okay. Okay, that sounds fantastic. I guess you all can see why he's gotten fired off of the show. Let's take a quick break, and we'll continue. We've got lots of big stuff on the show today, lots of A-listers to share with you, all coming up next, WGN. All right, still to come for you on the program today, as we had mentioned, Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block, St. Charles' very own. We had a chance to talk with him at the groundbreaking of what will be the new Wahlburgers location in St. Charles at Randall Road and Route 38. Did my segments from the TV morning news from out there all Friday morning. We had a great chat with Donnie. We'll share that coming up in a little while. They're about to open one of these Wahlbergs. Anybody ever go to any of these Wahlberg locations? The fans, like 1,000 fans came out at 6 o'clock in the morning to see Donnie out there. You know, they're obviously, you know, mainstream New Kids on the Block fans, but they were, I mean, they're huge fans of the band, huge fans of Donnie. They go to all the different Wahlberg locations. And, you know, they were all wearing Wahlberg's T-shirts and hats and, you know, paraphernalia and all like that. Big-time fans. Has anybody ever gone to any of these Wahlbergs? I have not. I have not experienced them. They're about to open one here in downtown Chicago on Ontario and State. Looks like they're just ready to open. It's got to be coming any day or in, you know, a week or so, because it looks like the restaurant is done inside. Looks like they're just, you know, maybe finishing up some permits and things. So I'm looking forward to trying them, you know, and seeing people are telling me they're delicious and that they're wonderful. We'll find out about that. We talked about that. We talked about New Kids. New Kids on the Block, you know, they've been around for, what, 30 years? Something like that. I think that's when we used to play them back on, you know, when I was doing my music DJ stuff. They're back in the Billboard Top 20 right now. They've got a new album out, and Billboard Top 20 right now. They're as popular, I don't know if they're as popular as they were back in the day, but popular enough that their new album is certainly doing very, very well. You know, so there's, you know, there's a lot of life left in, you know, the boy band and all the guys. And Donnie Wahlberg, by the way, could not have been any nicer. We'll play that segment for you in about 20 minutes. Couldn't have been any nicer to me. Was very open and warm and welcoming. But for the fans, you know, all these people who came out to see him on this kind of chilly morning this past Friday out in St. Charles, he worked the crowd. He took pictures with people. He signed autographs. He spent time with everybody. Really, really, really super nice guy. Goes a long way. Now, John, you have actually been to a Wahlburgers location?
Yeah. Yeah, Dean, I've actually been to two Wahlburgers, and I even was at Alma's, which is Paul's original restaurant.
Paul is the non-acting brother. He's the Wahlberg behind all the cooking.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, I have to say the food was okay. Oh. I mean, it wasn't anything special. But the way they set it up is that they have a fast food part and then they have a sit down restaurant part. And, I will say the loaded tater tots are about the best thing that I had on the menu. And, but the burgers are burgers, right? It's not anything different than a Culver's or, you know, something like that.
Like a Shake Shack or, you know, one of, like those kind of places.
Yeah, I'd say definitely better than Shake Shack. Oh, but, okay. But you know, it's more of the experience of going to a Wahlburgers. They have pictures of all the guys on the walls that are big enough that you could stand in front of and take pictures of and what have you. So it's more about selling the brand than it is the food itself.
Okay.
Right. So,
all right.
But you know, it's okay.
All right.
It's okay. My son lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So we've been to the one by Fenway Park and, the one out in, I think it's called Lindsay or something like that, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
so,
I know they have one in Vegas also, but I think those ones in the Boston area were the originals.
Everything else is a franchise.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, good for them. Good for them for being able to anyway. Market all this. John, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Have a great day.
You do the same. Nora, how about you? What was your Wahlburgers experience like?
I went a few years ago with my husband. We went on a family vacation to Boston, and I'm a big New Kids on the Block fan, so I dragged him to Wahlburgers.
And?
It was good. I mean, it's nothing spectacular. I'll go when this one opens here. But it was pretty, it's nice, it's good food, it's definitely, if you're like a New Kids fan or a Mark Wahlberg fan, it's fun, or if you watch the reality show, but it's nothing, not the greatest burger ever.
But it's okay.
But it's okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Now, you say you're a New Kids fan from back in the day?
From back in the day and some when they've, you know, reformed a few years ago.
Yeah, how about that these guys are enjoying such popularity again these days?
Yeah, I just went to the concert just as a, you know, with my friends from when we were little, that we're still friends, and then we really enjoyed it. So we keep going.
So what's your favorite New Kids song?
Oh, that's hard. Step by Step is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are fun.
Can you just imagine me doing the Right Stuff dance right now?
Yeah, I think you'd be awesome at that.
That back and forth dance that they would do?
For sure.
I think I was too old to be a New Kid.
Maybe, but now you could totally be it. They're all older now.
I fit right in with them right now.
Yes, exactly.
I think this one is my favorite. I actually like their music. I've always liked their music.
It's just fun and poppy.
Right. It makes you feel good. It puts a smile on your face.
Exactly.
The right stuff, baby. You're the reason why I sing this song.
30 years ago. How about that? And now they're selling burgers to us. Nora, have a great day today. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean.
Bye-bye. We love A.D. Bryant from Saturday Night Live. Had a chance to chat with her this week. Share that with you, Donnie Wahlberg, in a few minutes. Far-flung forecast also on the way, is that right?
Yes, it is, and we are celebrating an interesting anniversary of a person who has accomplished a great deal in their life.
Hmm. Who could that be?
Well, stay tuned.
All right, if I have to.
Oh, I have my records here in hand, so there you go. There's one of them.
For our radio audience, Shawnee holding up a 45 RPM record.
There's another one.
Show and tell on radio works really well.
Uncle Dean, what's a 45 RPM
record? I did bring these to school for show and tell. And they told me to sit down.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. It's time for the news sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Here's Dave Schwann.
We may know later today just how much of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russia's election interference will be revealed to Congress and the public. Attorney General William Barr received the report on Friday and is expected to release a summary of key findings later this afternoon. The investigation continues into the fatal shooting of an off-duty Chicago police officer. 23-year-old John Rivera was shot early yesterday morning on North Clark Street. He was one of four people in the car that was victimized Saturday morning after the group had left a nightclub. He was nearing his two-year anniversary as a Chicago police officer. A public housing agency in Rockford is using special heat machines to get rid of bed bugs. The Rockford Register-Star reports the bed bug problems could delay the transfer of residents who live at Brewington Oaks, which is being torn down after 50 years. The treatment cycle can last several weeks. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, with points at a premium, the Hawks really needed a win yesterday, but came up short on a 4-2 loss at Colorado. The Blackhawks now 6 points behind the Avs for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. 8 games remain on the schedule. That includes tonight's game, a rematch, Blackhawks and Avalanche, this time at the United Center. Chris Bowden will have your pregame at 6:30 tonight. John and Troy, the call at 7 on WGN and WGNradio.com. Just before hockey, we have some Major League Baseball spring training style coming up from Arizona. White Sox hosting the Indians in Glendale. I'll have your pregame at 1:30. Ed and DJ, the call at 2 on WGN. Eloy Jimenez and Yoan Moncada home runs in yesterday's White Sox 5-1 win over the Dodgers. Cubs lost to the Rockies yesterday 11-6. They've also optioned Ian Happ to AAA. Cubs will take on the Padres later on this afternoon. NCAA tournament yesterday. These teams have punched their ticket to the Sweet 16. Number 2, Michigan State, knocking off number 10, Minnesota, 70-50. Third-seeded LSU over number 6, Maryland, 69-67 at the buzzer. In the West region, it was number 2, Michigan over number 10, Florida, 64-49. Top seed Gonzaga over number 9, Baylor, 83-71. Fourth-seeded Florida State rolling over number 12, Murray State, 90-62. In the South, it was number 3, Purdue over number 6, Villanova, 87-61. Auburn gets by Kansas, 89-75. And number 2, Kentucky holds off number 7, Wofford from South Carolina, 62-56. Yeah, I paid attention and I remembered what the texter told us.
I'm sure someone's about to text in saying, it's North Carolina, not South Carolina.
I know. I'll have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to trust the South Carolina. Again, I had a 50-50 shot and just came up a little bit short.
It's okay.
I came up on the other 50 side.
Did anyone die as a result of it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay,
nobody was harmed in the mistake there. So
there
just me, just my ego. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, our expressways and tollways looking good, except for on the Kennedy, a bit slow now. Inbound between Ohio and the Burn Interchange. That's slow, slowing traffic starting to happen a bit earlier than it normally does on a Sunday morning. 21 minutes now from O'Hare to downtown, and Shamrock Shuffle continuing downtown. Grant Park, number of closures and rolling closures as the race continues. Columbus Drive between Roosevelt and Jackson closed until 3 this afternoon. Balbo, Jackson, and Ida B. Wells Drive in both directions closed from Michigan Avenue to Lakeshore until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And Balbo between Columbus and Lakeshore closed in both directions until 6 o'clock
now,
tomorrow morning.
When you say that Columbus is closed from who to where?
From Roosevelt up to Jackson.
Okay, well, how come Columbus is closed right here by the over the river?
Well, that's as during the race as it's taking place. So that will be open. That'll open up all of Columbus. Will open by 3 o'clock this afternoon.
So it's closed right now.
But it's closed right now.
Is it going to be closed this far north though?
Not until not at 3 o'clock. No, no.
I'm confused. You said it's closed between Roosevelt and Jackson.
Yes. That's until 3 this afternoon.
But here,
and now there will
I'm looking
be
at Wacker
closures.
Drive. I'm looking at Wacker Drive right now in Columbus, and it's closed.
Yeah, it is, because they continue to run. But that'll open up late, you know, 11 o'clock, 11:15, as this race continues and wraps up. But there's, you know, after-running parties going on downtown, and again, Roosevelt to Jackson, that's runner central there. So that will be closed until 3.
I'm very
that
confused. There. It'll all be explained in the Mueller report, why the streets are
closed.
Yes,
as that comes out later today.
Why the streets are closed, if the Attorney General cares to share that with us.
That will not be redacted.
Why streets are closed, some are closed and some are not, and Schwani's just making stuff up right now.
That's
all we know.
You want to? I'll tell you what, the path of this thing is all over the place. It really is for the race.
The race, I know.
Yeah, it's all over
That's
the place.
That's why I'm wondering.
It's nowhere near as large as the
marathon.
October marathon.
Right.
No, but it zigzags around quite a bit.
Right, right. It's just stay away from downtown today.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Here's your one sentence traffic report. Stay out of downtown. Stay out of Dodge.
Stay out of Dodge.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Anyway, what else?
Well, for personalized traffic on demand, you can get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. and the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Occasional light rain today, cloudy skies, a high around 40, turning colder overnight, low in the 30s, and colder for tomorrow, cloudy in the morning and then partly sunny later in the day, some gusty winds, and a high near 40, only in the mid-30s along the lake. We have 44 at O'Hare, 45 at Midway, River Forest has 44.
Now, see, here's a question coming in on the text regarding the roads down here. Going to a class at Prentice at 1 o'clock. So that's the Prentice Hospital right here by Northwestern.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock. Will we have issues?
Prentice, they may or...
Because that must be what Prentice might be like, Superior or Huron, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere around
there?
That
way. Yeah. Let's see here now. Between the hours of 8 and 11:15.
Want me to play some tap dancing music?
They're rolling up the red tarp right now on the
1 o'clock
bridge.
1 o'clock, things should be getting back to normal because the information I have here says March 24th between the hours of 8 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. as runners pass through the area.
Okay.
So that should be that you should be in the clear by 1 o'clock this afternoon.
All right. So if this person misses their class,
they can yell at me.
It's Schwani's fault.
They can yell at me.
Blame Schwani.
They can yell at me.
Which are the T-shirts, by the way, we're going to be putting out in the second quarter of 2019. Blame Schwani T-shirts.
Nice. I'm surprised those haven't been put out already.
I am, too, to tell you the truth.
You want to know where our far-flung forecast takes us today?
I've been waiting all morning.
Well, I've been interrupted on occasion. So,
you act like this is your first day on the show.
Our far-flung forecast takes us to Bethany, Oklahoma this morning. Bethany, Oklahoma is just northwest of Oklahoma City. And
where the wind comes whipping down the plain.
Sweeping down the plain. Yeah. Where the waving wheat can sure smell sweet.
Right.
It was founded July of 1909 and then officially incorporated in 1910. When the founding fathers founded Bethany, they banned alcohol, tobacco, gambling, dancing, movies, and even swearing.
All the things I would like banned when I become mayor of Chicago.
When you become mayor of Chicago.
The original Footloose.
They also banned working on Sundays, so we would get the day off.
Fantastic.
How about that? But we bring up Bethany, Oklahoma, because it is the childhood home, not the birthplace, but the childhood home of a woman who has accomplished much in her life. We're talking about astronaut Shannon Lucid.
Mm.
And since this is Women's History Month, I thought it would be nice to feature Shannon on the program because on this date, March 24th in 1996, she became the first female U.S. astronaut to live in the space station.
Mm.
She moved from the space shuttle Atlantis to the Russian space station Mir, and not only did she do that, she stayed for several months and didn't come back to Earth until September 26th of 1996. It's a 188-day stay aboard Mir, and that set a new space endurance record for an American and a world endurance record at that time for a woman.
Very
astronaut
nice.
Shannon Lucid doing all of that.
I thought I read
back in 1996
that we're about to have the first all-female spacewalk. Did you read that anywhere?
I did not see that. I didn't see that.
I thought I'm pretty sure I saw it on the web somewhere, and I know that if it's on the web, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt.
But I'm pretty sure that's the case. And I saw a story on the news, I think it was on ABC Network News the other day, about the first all-female firefighting team.
Right. Yeah. Out in California, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's great.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Bethany, Oklahoma has fog and 55 degrees. And Dean, since we're talking about the space program, let me, if I may, just mention real quickly here. I took time to see the documentary on Apollo 11 this past week.
I hear it's very good.
It's real good. And especially if you're a space nerd like me, it is amazing. Especially amazing is the cleanliness of the footage. It looks brand new and it's 50 years old. So it's definitely worth seeing. Brings out a lot of points that you may or may not have known about.
What's one thing that you learned that you didn't know before?
One of the things I learned is
Did they drink Tang?
Yes, they drank Tang.
On the
as a matter of fact,
I wonder if they still do.
I don't know. I used to like Tang.
I enjoyed Tang myself.
I thought it was a good tasting drink. Yeah. And Jim Lovell,
Hang on. Producer Tom, who is getting fired off of the show after today.
Yes.
Do you have any idea what Tang is?
Yeah, of course. They still had Tang when I was growing up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I remember the
granulated orange drink.
Yeah, it was horrible. Yeah. The mascot was like a chimpanzee or something. It's ridiculous.
They forced the chimps to drink it.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No, not a big fan.
Oh, I thought Tang was...
Well, of course, my mom never put any water in it. It was just the...
Just the powder.
Well, here, have your Tang.
No wonder you didn't like it.
That would be intense.
No wonder you didn't
Far
like
out,
it.
Man.
Well, no, one thing I learned that I did not realize is that of just a couple hours before the launch, they had a leak in one of the fuel tanks, and they actually dispatched technicians to go fix it, which they did, of course, but I didn't know that. And what a lot of people don't realize also is that when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were getting ready to blast off from the moon, they had one shot. And if that engine didn't work, well, they would still be there.
Right.
So, you know, but obviously everything did work and worked very well.
Well, how would you like to be in that space capsule? You know, getting ready to take off. Yeah, there's going to be a half an hour delay until we fix the fuel tank.
Yeah, right, right.
It's got to make you feel good.
But, and then when they say film and footage never before seen, that's not a fabrication either. There is just some unbelievable footage and still pictures from when they were on the moon and when they were docking and undocking the two space vehicles. Oh, yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to go and see it, and I haven't had a chance yet, but I'm going to check it out. I like stuff like that, too.
You will. Yeah, I was thinking that you would definitely enjoy it.
Did you ever wind up seeing the movie First Man?
Oh, yeah. I saw it on the IMAX.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
That's probably Neil Armstrong's family calling.
No,
right
it's Buzz Aldrin calling. I got to go. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720.
Just want to tell you, we didn't drink any Tang. I don't know where you got this Tang hibbity-jibbity talk. We never drank any Tang.
Hibbity jibbity.
That's my patented old man talk.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. When we come back from the break, there's new kids on the block, that hibbity jibbity boy band coming up next. Oh, 9:54, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Friday morning, if you were watching WGN TV Morning News, you saw me out in St. Charles, Randall Road and Route 38, where they were about to break ground for a new location of the Wahlburgers restaurants. Donnie Wahlberg himself from New Kids on the Block was on hand. We had a chance to chat with him as he ran up and down the red carpet and treated all of his fans to pictures and autographs and lots of fun. Really super nice guy. Donnie Wahlberg live with us this past Friday morning.
Here in St. Charles, Randall Road, Route 38. Maybe you know my pal here, Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, my gosh.
Donnie Wahlberg is here, everybody. You just ran through this crowd and shook hands with everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of these people were out here at 4 o'clock in the morning to see you.
It never ceases to astound me the way people react to me or my band or my family or my brothers. It's amazing. And to have that here in the Midwest, where we're East Coast boys, you know. And when we moved out of Boston, we flew right over the Midwest to the West Coast. But when I set up roots here with my wife, Jenny, we just dreamed of having a great town to live in, to raise our kids, and to just sort of have a little simple slice of life. And it's been that and more. It's been everything we could have dreamed of out here.
You've more than embraced the community out here and,
absolutely,
you know, the Chicago area. And now...
I'm still a Boston sports fan, though.
Well,
Sorry.
That's a conversation for another interview, because you are getting ready to break ground here this morning for another Wahlburgers location right here in this very spot where we're standing. I've talked to your brother Mark many times about this since its inception. Are you also very shocked at how this is blown up? It has to be beyond your expectations.
I think our brother Paul is the one who's truly shocked, because he came up with the idea for Wahlburgers and was going to do a one-off restaurant. And once he told us the name, Mark and I were like, Maybe we could do a few of those. And it's really taken off, but it's been a lot of hard work. In many instances, for a lot of people, it seems like an overnight thing. It's really been a lot of ups and downs, a lot of learning and growing, and a lot of bumps and bruises. It hasn't been all, you know, easy. Anyone who owns a restaurant or has been in the restaurant business knows it's really challenging. It's been that way for us, but now to bring one here to St. Charles, my children go to high school here. You know, my wife and I have set up roots here. It means so much. This is the type of size town that would typically get overlooked by a lot of places. But for me, it's really important. I believe in this community, in this area. And for me, I really want to give back to this area. They've embraced me and Jenny as their own. And it means the world to us. And we couldn't have picked a better place to raise our kids through the high school years. And now to give back and really set roots here by opening this restaurant and bringing jobs to the community and bringing resources to the community. It means so much to me.
Well, here in St. Charles, but also you're getting ready to open a location on Ontario Street downtown as well.
We wanted to beat them, but we took our time here. We wanted to make sure we get this one right. My brother Paul's giving out donuts, by the way.
Paul just cannot stop with the food.
He's giving somebody food.
He's the guy. He's feeding somebody all the time.
The entirety of St. Charles and Kane County in the Fox Valley is going to weigh 10,000 pounds by the time Paul leaves town.
We have been talking with the fans here all morning. You know, love the new kids singing your songs all morning long. And you guys are back in the top 20 on the Billboard charts again.
It's crazy.
How crazy is all that?
You know, it's just the stick-to-itiveness that we have. You know, we never give up. We try to give the most that we can to the people who have meant so much to us, which is our fans. They've given us everything. There'd be no Wahlburgers discussion if it weren't for the fans of New Kids on the Block. You wouldn't know who Donnie Wahlberg is. You wouldn't know who Mark Wahlberg is. You'd never heard of Wahlburgers. None of this would exist without their support and their love and their loyalty throughout all these years. So for me, I want to be loyal back to them and you know, continuing to give them new music, new tours, new things to be excited about is a way to sort of keep the love going between us and them.
It's fantastic that everything is still going so well after all these years. And, you know, now with the new Wahlburgers location that's coming here to St. Charles, breaking ground. Thank you for taking some time to talk with us. I know the fans are delighted to have you all here with us this morning.
Thank you.
They've been telling me all morning.
WGN, you can watch your Blue Bloods reruns right on WGN. I'll see you in Chicago at the other Wahlburgers. Love you.
Donnie, thank you, pal. I really appreciate it.
We'll get to my chat with her coming up in a few minutes, all after a check of WGN News, where Steve Cochran celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720. 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News is sponsored by Green Tea Services. Here is Dave Schwann.
We have light rain and 45 at O'Hare. Chicago police officer John Rivera was about to mark his second anniversary on the force when he was shot and killed while off duty yesterday morning. Authorities say Officer Rivera was in a car with friends on the 700 block of North Clark when someone walked up to the car and began firing. As WGN-TV's Courtney Guzman reports, police are looking for two suspects.
Police say there's an abundance of surveillance video from this shooting and the moments leading up to it since it took place in the heart of the city's entertainment district. Detectives are working to trace the steps of the two men responsible for this shooting, and police say so far it does not appear to have been a robbery or even prompted by a confrontation.
In addition, police are questioning a person who they say is not a suspect. Although the results of the special counsel's Russia investigation have not been released, Congressman Jim Jordan, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, says results of the probe will exonerate the president and his allies. Jordan is backtracking from previous comments in which he said the attorney general should release the entire report.
The attorney general should follow the statute, and that's what he's indicated he's going to do in consultation with Rod Rosenstein and Bob Mueller. I think the Democrats should be happy with that. They said Bob Mueller was the guy that they wanted to do this investigation. Bill Barr is going to consult with him and decide what he can release. But if they do release everything, then by golly, release it all.
Jordan appeared on ABC's This Week. A death investigation continues after a standoff on Chicago's northwest side, which ended early this morning. Police responded to a call yesterday morning of a man threatening suicide in the 2400 block of West Bryn Mawr. They found a man who wouldn't come out of an apartment. But early this morning, they found a 61-year-old man dead inside, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Prime Minister in Britain, Theresa May, is facing growing pressure from her own party to either resign or set a date for stepping down to build support for her Brexit plan. British media reports today senior party figures are urging May to recognize her weakened political position and step down. Illinois could permanently legalize medical marijuana under a new proposal. Democrat Bob Morgan is sponsoring a bill in Springfield and says Illinois' pilot program has safely helped people struggling with conditions like cancer and AIDS. And now with Community Corners, here's Ryan Burrow.
The Hoffman Tower in West Suburban Lyons was a concept created by local brewer George Hoffman Jr., who built a dam on the Des Plaines River to generate electricity. The 8-story tower was built in 1908 as part of a park that included ride boats. Over the last 100-plus years, it's undergone numerous renovations and had several owners, including the state of Illinois. The Lyons Historical Commission moved into the structure in 1989, as did a museum and post office. I'm Ryan Burr with Community Corners on WGN Radio.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
It's a big one for the Blackhawks tonight. They'll host the Avalanche at the United Center. Blackhawks losing in Denver yesterday, falling 6 points behind the Avs for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Schedule showing just 8 games left, including tonight's game on the west side. Chris Bowden has your pregame at 6:30. John and Troy, the faceoff at 7 on WGN and WGNradio.com. NCAA basketball tournament getting underway again in about an hour or so in the South region. Second-seeded Tennessee will take on number 10 Iowa. Also in the South today, top-seed Virginia against number 9 Oklahoma. Number 12 Oregon taking on number 13 UC Irvine, the Anteaters. In the Midwest, it'll be number 1 North Carolina facing 9th-seeded Washington, number 3 Houston taking on 11th-seeded Ohio State. Over in the East, number 1 Duke against number 9 UCF. 4th-ranked Virginia Tech will take on number 12 Liberty. And in the West today, it'll be number 3 Texas Tech against number 6 Buffalo. Just before hockey on your radio will be White Sox baseball here on WGN. Sox host the Indians at Camelback Ranch. I'll have your pregame show starting at 1:30. Ed and DJ have the call from Arizona starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Cubs will take on the Padres. They'll be in Peoria, Arizona. Also yesterday, the Cubs optioning Ian Happ to the minors. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, some slow spots on the Eisenhower inbound between Damon Avenue and the Bruin Interchange. A little over a half hour now from Route 390 to the old post office. Also slowing on the Kennedy inbound between Division and the Bruin Interchange, 25 minutes from O'Hare into downtown. And on the Dan Ryan, slow traffic inbound between 18th and Bruin Interchange, 20 minutes from 95th on into the city. And of course, the Shamrock Shuffle continuing downtown. Most, if not all, of the rolling closures will be taken away by 11:15 this morning. However, Columbus between Roosevelt and Jackson closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Balbo and Jackson, and also the Ida B. Wells Drive from Michigan Avenue East to Lakeshore Drive closed until 3. Also, Balbo between Columbus and Lakeshore closed until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Columbus north of the Chicago River now is open again.
There you go. See?
It's my live report.
I told you.
I know. I didn't question you.
Yep, I told you. Oh, we also have something else, a couple of other items to report.
I wonder what those
traffic,
could be.
Right?
I wonder
right.
what those could
Well, first of
be.
All, we have a concert at the Allstate Arena tonight.
Oh.
You can help me out here with these names of these new groups that these young people listen to.
What a setup.
The Bad Bunny concert at the Allstate Arena. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
The Bad Bunny concert. At the Allstate Arena tonight at 6
Easter.
O'clock.
What's the big deal? It's almost Easter.
Expect
some Bad Bunnies.
I know
there.
Bad Company, but I don't know Bad Bunny. Expect heavy traffic around the arena before and after the show.
Okay.
Pace is operating number 222 buses between the Rosemont Blue Line stop and the arena. And with the Bad Bunny concert going on, the Shamrock Shuffle going on.
I would play some Bad Bunny music for you right now.
But you don't have any.
No, I do. I just don't know if there may be some naughty words in
it. Oh, okay. All right. Well,
he's a Latin rapper. That's what I know about Bad
Bunny. Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, despite the Bad Bunny concert, the Shamrock Shuffle, everything that goes on in this city, the Maxwell Street Market is still ongoing today, gentlemen.
Nice. People asking.
Des Plaines between Roosevelt and Harrison closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon for the Maxwell Street Market.
What's that? We got a call in from Bad Bunny asking if Maxwell Street's open today? Wanted to get over there before his big show?
He wanted to get over there. Well, with all the rolling closures, he might not be able to be detained a little bit.
Should I take a chance and play a little Bad Bunny music?
I would have executive producer Tom Easy. Harsh screen it first.
Maybe like 30 seconds of it.
If that.
What do you care? You're fired off the show. Anyway.
For personalized.
That'd be great if your last show turned out to be my last show, too.
Our last show. Everybody's last show.
Yeah, you would take over the show.
Oh, I would take over the show?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, that's all.
I like that.
I'm really nervous.
For personalized traffic on demand and Bad Bunny music, get the Traffic Chicago app.
Shwani, that song was called Mia, by the way.
Mia?
Mia.
It's approved by the Mortgage Experts. Mia is approved by the Mortgage Experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center.
Do you like this?
I do like it. It's got a good beat. You can dance to it. Occasional light
no
rain
Paul Revere
today.
And the Raiders, I'll tell you that much.
Or my Monkees records. I've got I'm a Believer in my hand.
Oh, that's nice.
I hold in my hand the original 45.
I'm a Believer.
I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yep. That was music,
I'll
tell you.
When a song was a song.
That's when a song was a song.
Written by
Neil Diamond.
Good call.
Yeah. Occasional light rain today. Cloudy skies.
Up. He lights up when you go back 40 years.
40? Try 50.
Yeah, that's
and true. As I was explaining to Tom, this was a double A B side hit because the B side of the record is I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
Oh, wow.
And both of them charted at number one on the WLS Silver Dollar Survey.
Yeah, man. Whatever happened to that station? Remember when they used to be on the air?
Okay, let's get back to the weather forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy, high of 40 today, occasional rain, colder tonight, low in the 30s, and clouds in the morning for tomorrow, and colder temperatures also under partly sunny skies. Temperatures near 40 for tomorrow, the mid-30s along the lakefront. Right now at O'Hare, 45, 46 at Midway. In Addison, 45, Chicago's lakefront, 41. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Doing the frug in the knees.
Now I'm a believer.
He really is.
He is.
A doubt in my mind.
I'm in love.
Oh. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave.
Shwani sitting in the dark in his apartment playing his 45s.
Well, I like
how
this.
Did you know?
Remember when we used to dance at the gym? In the gym. All the boys on one side, all the girls on the other.
You laugh.
I like this song.
But I took these records to our gym after school dance
Did
and
you?
Played them.
Were you the DJ?
I was the DJ.
Wow.
That is why I have Homeroom 1 written on here.
Do you really?
With my name. Yes.
Wow. You are an even bigger dork than I thought. And believe me, I thought you were pretty dorky to begin with. Those were the days, Aishwan.
Those were the days. Yes, indeed.
Roughly how many years ago was that?
That was...
What year? It was
1967. 1967. Yeah. So 50...
Great year, by the way.
2 years ago.
You have broken the 40-year rule.
Yeah, to
the
get
60s
that
are over. Get over it.
You had to get that in there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
One last time.
One of the reasons that Schwani is having Tom Hush fired off of our show.
Because of that.
Feel you free blame, when you go to Nick DiGilio's show. You know, feel free to
every time a producer leaves,
yeah, which is about every
I get
3 months.
Blamed
by the way,
for this, I get blamed for this. When Joey Gelman was executive producer,
oh yeah, Joey Gelman,
you said Joey has had it with you, Schwani.
Yeah,
he's leaving.
He quit. He quit because of you.
Yeah. See. Yeah.
So most of them do. Most of them quit because of you.
It's a hostile work environment.
Yeah. People think Sunday morning would be very chill. It's not.
Laid back.
High strung, Schwani.
Who else brings their records in, though?
You would be the only one.
I would be the
Can't think of another person who would do that. Tell you that much.
Next week, it's the Archies.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk with meteorologist Mike Hamernick. The goodbye girl, Judy Pilak, who has broken a record for being on every single show on WGN over the past couple of days to promote her appearance that she's doing today. She will join us as well. And then we've got our weekend theater segment coming up. Some of the cast of Little Shop of Horrors is going to be here, and they're going to sing a couple of their songs for us. That is all coming up tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. I'll be talking with Colin Farrell about his role in the new live adaptation of the movie Dumbo. It's tomorrow morning, and then don't forget tomorrow night, Lightfoot versus Preckwinkle for Chicago mayor. Before you vote, watch the 2019 Chicago mayoral debate on WGN-TV tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Let's go over to WGN-TV right now. Mike Hamernick standing by with the latest on our forecast. We're going to have an interesting week coming up.
Yeah, roller coaster temps, Dean, but at least part of that will be up on the hill and the hot, warmer temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday when we'll be pushing 60 degrees. But yeah, typical spring in Chicago. It's going to be a lot of up and down, but at least there are some up days coming up. And today, actually, it's not bad out there, kind of mild. Temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees, and we'll take that. That's about where we should be for this time of the year. But we're dealing with some rain. Only sprinkles or very light rain for most of the metro area right now, Dean, but there are some heavier showers up around Waukegan Lake and McHenry County, also down around Kankakee, and eventually we'll get some more of these moderate showers in here later on this afternoon, but the rain overall is going to be light, so it won't add to any worries as far as area rivers are concerned. And then the system moves on out later on tonight and tomorrow, and we cool down for a couple of days before the warm air hits. So one interesting thing that is going to happen around 5, 6, 7 o'clock, and it's typical of spring and early summer, a lake-enhanced cold front, not quite an ammonia front, but one of those that barrels down the lake and arrives sometime this evening. Will drop temperatures a good 10 to 15 degrees in a heartbeat later on today. So be aware of that if you're going to be out this evening.
Go out with a light jacket, and then suddenly,
right,
you know, bang, it's you know, quite a bit colder.
Yeah, so we're going to go from around 50 to maybe 36 along the lakefront in real short order. And on top of that, the winds are really going to pick up. Very light winds out there right now. I was looking at some of our cameras along the lakeshore. The lake is very calm, very little, if any, wave action. But strong northeast winds hit with that lake-enhanced cold front around 5, 6, 7 o'clock. And that'll whip up some 10-foot waves. And the National Weather Service has actually issued a lakeshore flood advisory for later on tonight and tomorrow. Don't really get really concerned until those waves get up around 12, 15, maybe 18 feet. But 10-foot waves, you know, it's nothing to sneeze at. If you're thinking about going for that early morning walk or run tomorrow along the lakefront, it's going to be brisk and cold and downright wavy.
So what's the forecast going to be in Glenview this afternoon, Mike?
A few sprinkles, occasional light rain showers, and hovering right around 48, 49, 50 degrees. So, you know, typical spring for this time of the year.
But yeah. But it's going to be sizzling hot where the goodbye girl, Judy Pilak, will be coming up later on this afternoon.
Well, that's the place to be then, obviously. That's because that's going to be the warmest spot around Chicago.
Listen, you can hear sizzling right now.
You can, like bacon.
Judy Pilak.
I hear it's going to be very sunny in Glenview and in the 70s.
You are. Usually she doesn't start drinking till much later on in the day. Nice to see, now that you're retired, that you can start earlier in the day, that you don't have to wait at all.
Yeah, I don't even get out of bed sometimes. I just have it right by my bedside.
God bless you for that. Mike, thank you for the forecast.
All right, Dean, have fun.
Have a great day. There's Mike Hammernick. Judy Pilak, our old pal, the goodbye girl, is appearing at, where are you? In Glenview. I know that today, right?
Yes, Glenview, 2740 Old Willow Road. A brand new Goodwill store, and I'm sure, as you know, it's going to be spectacular.
Now, what exactly do you do at these appearances? Do you do your floor show, comedy,
stand-up comedy? I do some comedy, some news.
Right.
I read a story. Yeah. No, we usually hang out in front of the store. We've got a whole setup. You know, of course, WGN's there, the promotions department, giving away tons of free stuff. And then I have spent the last few months making some incredible upcycled items, which I'm going to just give away for free. What? All you have to do is show up to win it.
Like what?
Well, Dean, like a bar cart.
A bar cart?
Of course a bar cart.
Of course it's a bar cart.
I've upcycled an old vintage sewing machine into a bar cart.
Wow.
Of course. Oh, it's awesome.
Who knew that you had these skills all these times?
I've got a lot of talent, I got to tell you.
Well, I know that you are multi-talented, but this sounds like you're getting into Lou Manfredini's territory now.
I've surpassed him. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
I am awesome with the tool. I've also made some bird baths out of old lamps. They're really, really cool.
Really?
And then I've got a couple of planters and just some. I've upcycled everything. I take something and I look at it and I say, that would look good as a planter, even though it's a coffee pot.
Look at you. I never knew you had these skills and talents all these years.
Oh, yeah. I miss frugal and miss upcycle. I love it. It's so funny. A lot of times people are like, you know, I go to Goodwill and I can never find anything. And it shocks me because I go to Goodwill and I have to take things out of my cart before I leave because I just get too much stuff.
You bought too much stuff because you see the, you have always been a glass half full kind of girl.
I have, haven't I? Miss Optimism is what they call me.
Right. And I think we all know what that glass has been half full of, by the way, also.
It never changes. It's always the same.
That's what we love about you. So you'll be out there today from noon until 2, is that right?
Right. Noon till 2, 2740 Old Willow Road. And like I said, I'll be giving away about 10 items that I've upcycled. We also have Goodwill gift cards that they'll be giving away every half hour. We have gift cards from App. We have delicious treats from a baker, the lady who bakes for the Bears. And then we just tons of stuff. So much stuff I can't even remember it all.
Go see Judy today, noon to 2, at the new Goodwill store and donation store, 2740 Old Willow Road in Glenview. Judy, the queen of upcycling.
That's me, Dean. I used to be the queen of news. Now I'm the queen of upcycling.
That's amazing skills. Judy, have fun out there. We'll see you later.
Thanks so much, Dean. I appreciate it.
Well, coming up, we'll get to our weekend theater segment. We've got the two stars of Little Shop of Horrors at the Mercury Theater. We'll be joining us in studio for a live performance. Still to come on the program today, Jordan Peele, my one-on-one interview with him, the director of the movie Us, which definitely will be the number one movie for the weekend. It's breaking all kinds of records. Super scary, super suspenseful. Such a great movie. And also his star, Lupita Nyong'o, Oscar winner. We'll talk with both of them coming up on our A-List interview segment a little after 11:30. First, let's get an update on the latest news sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Here's Dave Schwann.
Mark my words, the suspects will be caught. That from Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson talking about the investigation into the fatal shooting of an off-duty Chicago police officer yesterday. 23-year-old John Rivera was one of four people in a car early yesterday morning. The group had just left a nightclub when someone walked up to that car and began firing. Another person in the car was critically injured. Police are questioning one person. They are looking for two additional suspects. We've received late word that the Viking Sky cruise ship has now reached port in Norway. This after helicopter airlifts rescued half of its passengers. The ship was stranded in a storm and was dealing with engine failure. 1,300 people were aboard. We'll have more information as it becomes available. A former rival in the race for mayor of Chicago has endorsed candidate Lori Lightfoot. Susana Mendoza made that endorsement yesterday. None of the former mayoral candidates have endorsed Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, who faces Lightfoot in the election on April 2nd.
It was a great interview this morning, wasn't it, with Lori Lightfoot on Rick Pearson's show.
It was good to have her in the studio, and Rick did, of course, a commendable job talking.
She waved hello to me when she was leaving.
Did she?
Yeah. I was lingering in the hallway.
Yeah.
Half asleep. Walked by and waved.
Vote for me. Hello, vote for me. Then, by the way, speaking of voting, a week from Tuesday, April 2nd.
Yeah. Well, early voting.
Early voting is underway. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've already voted about five times. So
early and often.
Yeah.
The true Chicagoan.
Born and raised Chicagoan. I can't help it.
The true Chicagoan.
They're putting the Lori Lightfoot interview up on the web if anyone wants to check it out, though.
Yeah. It's on the Sunday Spin section.
Okay.
So, yes. And thank you for voting early and often. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Time is running short on the Blackhawks and their bid to make the playoffs after a 4-2 loss to the Avalanche yesterday. Blackhawks falling 6 points behind Colorado for that final playoff spot. Just 8 games left to go, and that'll include tonight's rematch with the Avs. This time it'll be at the UC. Bowden has your pregame at 6:30. That's Chris Bowden. John and Troy have your call at 7 o'clock on WGN and WGNradio.com. Just before we send you to hockey, we'll have some White Sox baseball right here on WGN as well. The White Sox hosting the Indians at Camelback Ranch in Glendale. I'll have your pregame starting at 1:30. Ed and DJ have the call from Arizona at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. We are just 4 days away from the season opener in Kansas City. That comes up Thursday afternoon. Cubs will face the Padres in Peoria, Arizona today. The Cubs have optioned Ian Happ to the minors. NCAA basketball tournament today. More teams hoping to get to the Sweet 16 in about a half an hour or so in the South region. Number 2, Tennessee will face number 10, Iowa, Virginia, and Oklahoma. The other matchups in the South, including Oregon and UC Irvine, the matchup of number 12 and number 13. In the Midwest, top seed North Carolina taking on number 9, Washington. It'll be third seeded Houston against number 11, Ohio State. Also in the East, number 1, Duke battling number 9, UCF. And also in the East, it's the fourth seeded Virginia Tech Hokies taking on number 12, Liberty. And in the West, it'll be number 3, Texas Tech, and number 6, Buffalo. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
WGN traffic, some slow traffic on the Eisenhower inbound between Damon and the Byrne Interchange, 35 minutes from Route 390 to the old post office. Some slow spots on both directions on the Kennedy, outbound between Bryn Mawr and Harlem, and inbound between Division and the Byrne Interchange, a 25-minute trip from O'Hare to downtown, and some slow going on the Dan Ryan inbound between 18th and the Byrne Interchange, 20 minutes from 95th to downtown, and of course the rolling closures continuing through Grant Park and the near north side for the Shamrock Shuffle. Most of these closures will be taken away by 11:15 this morning.
Oh, that's a few minutes from now.
Yeah, right, about 35 minutes. But Columbus Drive, stay away from there. That's going to be closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Great.
And and then Balbo, mm-hmm, between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive, that section specifically not opening until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Wow.
Yeah, you sound surprised.
I'm just trying to act enthusiastic.
As if this was the first time
I don't really
ever
read
this.
I don't really care. I'm just trying to empathize with people. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, never mind that. I've been reading. I've been reading this all morning. I will repeat
pretty
this.
Pretty good so acting, though, isn't it?
I
sounded like I cared.
You're an Academy Award nominee.
Thank you.
I will try this again. Balbo.
Acting.
Between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive, closed until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I may have overdone it.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts. You're just okay. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center: cloudy today, occasional light rain, a high around 40, turning colder tonight, low in the 30s. Colder tomorrow, lingering clouds in the morning, and then partly sunny for the rest of the day, but some gusty winds, high near 40, only the mid 30s along the lakefront. O'Hare 46. Midway has 46. Roselle has 46. Chicago's lakefront, a mere
46.
40. Just 40.
Oh, wow.
Just 40.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the humanity.
I'm Dave Schwann.
This kind of nonsense is why producer Tom Hush has quit working on our show.
That's the real reason he's leaving. Yes. Right. It had nothing to do with me.
Right.
I'm Dave Schwann.
He doesn't appreciate good acting when he hears it. You try to see Nick DiGiulio work up this head of steam for fake enthusiasm.
Fake enthusiasm. I'm glad you didn't say fake news. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
It is 10:40. Time for our weekend theater segment. Going on stage in Chicago. I'm sure that I have really impressed our next guest with my acting ability by working up a good head of fake enthusiasm here with Schwanee. They are the stars of Little Shop of Horrors that is currently at the Mercury Theater on North Southport in Chicago. Chris Cale Jones is Seymour in the show. Dana Tretta plays Audrey. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here.
It's so good to be here.
We should do one show that's nothing but over-enthusiasm about everything.
Perfect.
Kind of like if Jimmy Fallon were hosting the show. Fake enthusiasm for the whole show.
Yep.
Welcome. Very nice to have you, both of you here.
Thank you.
And in bringing this this really fun show back to Chicago, it's got to be fun for actors, I would think, when you're in, you know, something like this, that, you know, people come in wanting to have a good time for the show, right?
Absolutely. I think it's one of those musicals that, even if you're not a big fan of theater or music theater in general, you kind of know about from the movie or from just the cultural consciousness. And we've had a bunch of people show up who's like, yeah, I don't usually go to the theater, but I love this show, and I came to see it.
Yeah. Do people reference the stage versions of this, or the, I mean, it's a pretty classic version of the movie version as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I think, from what I've heard, who I've talked to, most people know the movie very well, and that's what's in their mind. Rick Moranis and Ellen Green and Steve Martin.
The great Alan Menken doing the music for
absolutely
it as well. I mean,
yeah.
That's got to be a treat to sing those songs.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, yes. And no pressure at all.
Yes. Well, you know, I always ask actors who come into shows like this, and, you know, shows that have been around for a little while, is there some kind of pressure? I like to think that, you know, new actors bring a little of themselves into it. They bring their own interpretation, but somewhat trying to stay true to what people are expecting from a movie or a previous stage version.
Mm-hmm. For me, I always try to bring in my own interpretation, because then that's what's true. It's coming from me. But because I grew up with the movie, Ellen Green's performance is somewhere in my brain and will never ever leave, so I'm sure something transfers there. But yes, it is. You don't want to do a replica of what everyone's seen, but you want to do it justice and pay tribute. Absolutely.
Yeah, same for you, Chris, because, I mean, it's such a signature role, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I completely agree with Dana. It's the sort of thing where, for people who are coming because they have that context, you want to make sure that they have those contextual things to grab on to in the show. But yeah, you always bring who you are to the character. I grew up watching the movie. I loved it, and I wanted to be Steve Martin someday. And it was just clear that I was a nerdy kid and was destined to be Seymour instead.
You were born for this role.
Indeed.
You were born for this role. What about working at the Mercury Theater? I love that space. I think it's just about the ideal theatrical space. It's just large enough, yet it's just intimate enough for me, the audience member sitting there. I really feel like I'm part of the show when I'm watching it. Is it the same from your angle looking out?
Yes, because you do have a gorgeous view of everyone out there, but you feel them pretty much on top of you, which is nice. I'm used to doing storefront theater here in Chicago, so I've been in much smaller spaces. Right. So it's great to be
literally
able to...
where the people are on top of
Oh, yeah. So it's nice to be able to pack more people in, but you feel them with you, and you can hear their reactions quite clearly.
Is it distracting?
Sometimes.
I mean, the boos aren't great. Right?
Yeah. Well, don't do that when you go to the theater, everybody.
Yesterday, the girls and I were talking in the dressing room. The 5 o'clock show, it's right around dinner time, and I think people maybe are holding off for dinner, so there's snacks happening during the show.
You're hearing a lot
of... You can hear some popcorn crunching.
Really?
And, and it's okay. You know, I mean, it is what it is, but you're close, so you definitely can hear it. You just got to take it in and... keep going.
Be aware of that, audience members. If you're crunching on ice, it's very possible that the actors may be hearing you and you're distracting
it's
them.
Okay. As long as cell phones don't go off.
Yeah, turn off your cell phones. Chris, how about for you? I mean, you've played some pretty big theaters in your past. To work something like this, does it bring a special intimacy to your performance? How does that impact you?
Yeah, I was very excited when I got cast in this role at the Mercury, because I think it's the perfect size and space for this particular musical. You know, I think there's a reason that this show, when it was created live initially the first time with Howard Ashman and Alan Menken, that it ran off Broadway for 5 years and didn't really go to Broadway, because it's built for a smaller house. It's built for that intimacy. I think it makes more of an impact on the audience when you have this man-eating plant that can actually take up a good size of the stage and be somewhat intimidating. And if you've got just like a huge proscenium, you know, like a big Fox Theater or something like that, it's hard to get that same effect on an audience.
Yeah. I mean, you toured in Jersey Boys. Do I remember that correctly?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you played in some of the biggest houses in America.
I did.
With that show.
Yeah, yeah. No,
pretty big difference.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It was a wonderful experience, and I'll always be grateful for it. I got to see a good part of the country, toured around for a while, played some huge houses, now I'm fortunate enough to make my home here in Chicago.
Yeah. So what happens when you hear Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons song come on the radio now? Do you turn it up and sing along, or do you like,
sometimes,
okay, I've had enough of that for now, I'm going to turn that down for a little while?
What's funny is when I was doing the show, it seemed like every other time I went into a Walgreens or a CVS or something like that, it would just be playing. It's sometimes when you're in the show, it just seems to appear everywhere. It was the same for my wife and I, but yeah, no, it's funny, I've had a decent amount of distance from it, so I remember it very fondly. Yeah. So when I hear the music now, it brings kind of a
weren't you in the first touring
show?
So that.
The show was running.
So, I mean, it was like super, super hot, and like the music was playing everywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The show was so timely.
Yeah, the show had been running on Broadway for about a year when they cast the first national tour, and I was the first person they cast after John
first
Lloyd
Frankie
Young
Valli,
the part. Yeah. So they only had one guy play the part before when they cast me. So they were still figuring it out, and it was still a very big phenomenon. But there was still some concern about it when we took the show to San Francisco. They're like, "Well, it plays great, just you know, a river over from New Jersey. Will it play great in San Francisco?" Yeah. And I remember there being pressure on us, and then opening night happened and everyone loved it, and it became clear that people were going to love it around the country.
Yeah, and it has certainly been the case with not only the touring show, but in Vegas and every place else. It's turned out to be such a big universally loved show, that's
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Can you still hit those high notes, those Frankie Valli high notes?
Yes, indeed.
Does it hurt when you do that?
It does not, but I wear my tight underwear just to make sure.
Okay. Here's a little inside the actor's studio, right? Quick break, and we'll come right back, and they will perform a couple of the signature songs from the show. It's 10:48. Week in Theater is continuing next on WGN. Continue now at 10:51 on our Week in Theater segment. Dana Tretta and Chris Cale Jones are here from Little Shop of Horrors at the Mercury Theater in North Southport. And the first song they're going to do for us from the show, classic songs from the show, Grow For Me. Guys, take it away.
don't know what else to do for you. Mr. Mushnick and Audrey, they just met you, but I've been going through this for weeks. Grow and wilt, spurt and flop. Are you sickly little plant or just plain stubborn? What is it you want? What is it you need? I've given you sunshine. I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly, I'm down on my knees. Oh, please grow for me. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash, you've given me zip. Oh, God, how I missed you. Oh, pod, how you tease. Now, please grow for me. I've given you southern exposure to get you to thrive. I've pinched your back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you at levels of moisture from desert to mud. I've given you grow lights and mineral supplements. What do you want from me, blood? Ouch! Darn roses. Darn thorns. Clumsy me. Hey, Tui, look what I did. Hey, you opened up. I wonder what made you do that. Uh-oh. I think I know what made you do that. Well, I suppose a few drops couldn't hurt. Long as you don't make a habit out of it or anything. I've given you sunlight. I've given you rain. Looks like you're not happy, lest I open a vein. I'll give you a few drops, if that'll appease. Now please, oh, 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 please, grow for me?
Let there be growing. Yeah, very nice. From Little Shop of Horrors at the Mercury, Chris Cale Jones. Talk to me about the plant, the giant plant on the stage.
You got it. Well, this show lives and dives by the plant. We've got four different puppets that represent the growth of the plant throughout. In that particular song, we're singing to this very tiny kind of hand puppet plant. We have like a clever ruse on stage where we've hidden our puppeteer so you don't really see him. So it looks great that this plant just comes to life. And then we have kind of a teenage plant, and then we've got a more adult plant, and then finally we've got this big plant that literally takes up, it seems like, a third to half of the stage.
Wow.
And just eats people.
that's all it should do.
Right, exactly.
At that point. Maybe one of the most signature songs in the show is Suddenly Seymour. Do you need to set that up in any way for us?
Sure. At this point, Audrey has been in, unfortunately, an abusive relationship, and her boyfriend has disappeared. The plant has something to do with that, and basically she's been struggling with self-esteem all her life, but this is a huge time where I think she wants the best for everyone around her. She wants everyone to succeed, but doesn't personally feel like she deserves it. And it's at this point that Seymour is able to gain enough confidence to tell her how he truly feels, and I think she is able to finally accept love.
Here is Suddenly Seymour. Guys, take it away.
Audrey, that's all behind you now. You don't have anything to be ashamed of. You're a very nice person, and I always knew that you were. A girl I respected. I still do. Lift up your head, wash off your mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside you. You don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left early, Mama was poor. I'd meet a man and I'd follow him blindly. He'd snap his fingers, me, I'd say sure. Suddenly Seymour is standing beside me. He don't give me orders. He don't condescend. Suddenly Seymour is here to provide me sweet understanding. Seymour's my friend.
Tell me this feeling lasts till forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening for losers like I've been. It's so hard to say. Suddenly Seymour.
Suddenly Seymour.
He purified
you.
Suddenly Seymour.
Suddenly Seymour.
Inside me
with sweet understanding,
with sweet understanding,
with sweet understanding,
with sweet understanding,
with sweet understanding. Seymour's your man.
Wow. Wow. That is fantastic. Do you have any oxygen left in both of you? Oxygen in Studio 3, please. That was so great.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming in. The show is playing through April the 28th at the Mercury Theater on North Southport, 3745 North Southport. Jen, you are going to the show today, I understand?
Yes, I will be at the 3 o'clock show. You're going to sound amazing. I can't wait to see it.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you.
Do you have your
big group of youth theater students who just completed Little Shop of Horrors at their theater group last week.
Oh, my gosh. I'm now so excited for the show.
I'm nervous.
Oh, my gosh. The kids are so looking forward to this. And after hearing you guys now, they are not even going to believe it. I mean, I think these kids did an amazing job, but seriously.
We'll tell them to eat their candy before the show starts.
No crinkling. They understand how to be good audience members.
Exactly. Jen, thank you for the call. And guys, thank you very much. Dana Tretta and Chris Cale Jones starring in Little Shop of Horrors at the Mercury in Chicago. Thank you guys so much. That was great. Quick break and we'll update news next. I think I've adapted the lyrics for this. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Suddenly, Schwanny is here to provide you. Do we have the music? We have the music, don't we? Maybe after the news.
Yeah, after.
Just occurred to me that maybe a very serious the story starting. I'm singing Little Shop of Horror songs to you. Suddenly, Schwanny. With the reverb. Suddenly, Schwanny.
With the Suddenly Serenade, we can call that.
It's all coming up after a check of WGN News, where Tom Skilling visits with Ro Khan and Anna DeVlantis every weekday afternoon at 4. 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. News sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here is Dave Schwann.
And we have cloudy skies 46 at O'Hare. The investigation continues into the fatal shooting of an off-duty Chicago police officer, which happened early yesterday morning in the River North neighborhood. 23-year-old John Rivera was one of four people in a car on the 700 block of North Clark when someone approached the car car and began firing. Another person in that car was critically injured. Officer Rivera was about to mark his two-year anniversary as a Chicago police officer. He had worked on a homicide investigation only hours earlier on the South Side. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said, "Mark my words, the suspects will be caught. They're looking for two people and are questioning a third person." Chicago mayoral candidate Lori Lightfoot says dedicated public service sets her apart from her opponent, Tony Preckwinkle. Lightfoot says her work for police reform and accountability is one example, also getting into the mayor's race before Rahm Emanuel decided not to run.
"I didn't stand on the sidelines, fearfully waiting, hoping that something would break so that I could use the politically expedient path to power. I stepped up, presented myself to the voters when Rahm was still on the ballot. I wasn't afraid of him."
Lightfoot was a guest on WGN's The Sunday Spin with Rick Pearson. There is word that Attorney General William Barr will get the, quote, principal conclusions of the special counsel's Russia investigation to lawmakers very soon. ABC White House correspondent Jonathan Carl says the White House response is now in the works now that the investigation is complete.
"There is a clear sense of relief that there are no more indictments. For all of the speculation, after 22 months of investigation, not a single member of the Trump family was charged with everything. But while there is that sense of relief, it is a cautious sense of relief. The president's legal team is keenly aware that there still may be damaging information in the Mueller report, damaging information particularly on the question of obstruction of justice."
The Viking Sky cruise ship that was stranded in a storm off of Norway has now reached port in Norway. This after helicopter airlifts rescued half of its passengers. There were 1,300 people aboard as a total. The ship was stranded in a storm and was dealing with engine failure.
Can you imagine that?
No. Did you see the video of that?
I did.
And that was really harrowing, as they, to use the word harrowing, it was. A ship that big, and to see things tipping around at that angle.
I couldn't imagine. I've been on cruises several times. Couldn't imagine something like that happening.
Yeah, especially that nature. Not only that, people being rescued one by one. There was no other way to do it for a time until they got those engines fixed.
I'd be the hysterical guy.
Screaming in the net as you're being lifted up.
Yeah, I'd be. You see the movie Titanic? I'd be the hysterical guy on the deck. Or I'd be in the kitchen eating as much food as I possibly could.
That I can see.
Because everybody else would
that
be scared.
That I can see, thinking it was the food time segment.
I'm just going to take this steak. Everyone else seems to be up on the deck right now. chocolate cake.
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. And this story in from Rockford, a public housing agency, is using special heat machines to get rid of bed bugs. The Rockford Register Star reports the bed bug problems could delay the transfer of residents who live at Brewington Oaks, which is being torn down after 50 years. The treatment cycle could take a few weeks before it's all done. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Madness of March continuing today in the NCAA basketball tournament. 8 teams punching a ticket to the Sweet 16 yesterday. 8 more will join today. Just about to tip off in Columbus, Ohio, as part of the South region. Number 2 seed Tennessee will take on the number 10 seed Iowa. Again, that is about to tip off. Later on in the South, it'll be top seed Virginia and number 9 seed Oklahoma. And a battle of double-digit seeds later on in the South as well. Number 12, Oregon, facing number 13, UC Irvine. In the Midwest, later on this afternoon, it'll be top-seeded North Carolina facing number 9, Washington, and also third-seeded Houston and number 11, Ohio State. In the East, top-seed Duke will take on number 9, UCF. It's fourth-seeded Virginia Tech taking on number 12, Liberty. And in the West, it'll be number 3, Texas Tech against sixth-seeded Buffalo. Sports all day here on WGN. The Blackhawks will host the Avalanche, and the White Sox will take on the Indians. It'll be Andy all day as well. I'll have the White Sox pregame show for you at 1:30. Ed and DJ will have the call from Arizona at 2 this afternoon. We're just 4 days away from the season opener in Kansas City on Thursday. You can join me for the postgame show as well. We'll lead you into Blackhawks hockey as the Hawks and the Avs finish up the second of their home-and-home weekend series. Hawks fell 6 points behind Colorado for the final playoff spot with a loss yesterday. Just 8 games left on the schedule, including the rematch tonight. Chris Moden has your pregame at 6:30. John and Troy, the call at 7 on WGN and WGNRadio.com. Quickly back to baseball. Cubs facing the Padres in Peoria, Arizona today. The Cubs have also optioned Ian Happ to the minor leagues. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
I love these days, Schwani, don't you, when Andy's on 20 hours a day?
Oh, yeah. He's exuberant.
He loves it, too, you know? Yeah, he loves it
this
as well.
This isn't just energetic, Andy. This is exuberant.
I like to I like to listen in on the 18th or 19th hour, and when I know you're pretty loopy, and just, you know, count the fun.
Yeah, it's like the old Jerry Lewis telethon, you know? You could tell when he was a little
when you start
lack
to
of
hit,
sleep,
hit
you know?
The wall a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, there is no wall in sports, though. I mean, you know, you just plow right
you
through
plow
it. You know,
right
we go through.
Through
walls for people.
That's right. That's right. Wow.
I intend to do just that.
Andy Mazur is like the Kool-Aid man all
you
of a sudden.
You got that right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crash, bang, boom, bang.
Lumbering down the walkway here.
Tell you what, as much as I've eaten lately, I feel like the Kool-Aid man, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Back to you, Schwani.
Schwani, go ahead.
Thank you so much. WGN traffic in 2 minutes and 31 seconds. Most, if not all, of the rolling closures for the Shamrock Shuffle will be taken away. That is at 11:15 this morning.
You are very precise.
I'm trying to give as much detailed information as I possibly can.
Yeah, I like that.
And in addition to this information, it is now 2 minutes and 10 seconds away. the Columbus Drive will reopen by 3 o'clock Central Daylight Time this afternoon.
2:05.
All streets in Grant Park except Belbo will be reopened by 3. And, Dean, you know what's going to happen?
1:55 until the closings are gone.
You know what's going to happen at Belbo?
I do not.
Between east of Columbus and Lakeshore Drive?
I do not.
That stretch of Belbo in both directions will not be open until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
That's a shame.
We will now have a clearly moment of silence.
It's clearly a showstopper, literally.
So that there is our detailed information concerning the Shamrock Shuffle.
All right.
Haven't heard the Curly Shuffle yet this morning. We need to do something about that.
Took till 11:13. I'm surprised.
And some slow traffic on three expressways on the Eisenhower, stop and go inbound between Damon and the Byrne Interchange, 30 minutes from Route 390 to the old post office. On the Kennedy outbound, slow between Bryn Mawr and Harlem, and inbound, slow between Division and the Byrne Interchange, 25 minutes from O'Hare to downtown. And on the Dan Ryan, 20 minutes from 95th to downtown, slowing inbound between 18th and the Byrne Interchange. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Occasional light rain, cloudy skies today, high around 40. Turning colder tonight, low in the 30s. For tomorrow, colder temperatures and some gusty winds. We may see a high near 40 away from the lake, only in the mid-30s near the lake. We have 46 now at O'Hare, 46 at Midway, 46 at Elgin, and Chicago's lakefront has 40. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, ready to join the conversation whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail.
20, you probably think that Steve Dale's back
doggy
on.
Doggy in the window.
What's that like every Sunday morning? When you come on, don't you do the news on Steve Dale's?
I've been into the news before Steve's pet show begins.
Yeah. It's on every Sunday morning, 6:30, is that right?
6:30 to 7, yes. Who's singing this? Is it Dinah Shore or Peggy Lee or somebody?
Patty Page.
Patty Page.
Patty Page. Okay. You know why I'm playing this?
How much is that dog?
I don't know.
aside from the fact that it's so weird.
I had this record.
You did not have this record.
My parents gave me this record when I was...
What? Really?
Yes. It was either a 45 or one of those little golden records, or it was on an album of songs for children.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
I did not have the Magilla Gorilla theme.
Because, you know, giving somebody a Patti Page record would be a little weird. But I guess as a children's song.
There is a direct correlation between this and the Magilla Gorilla theme.
I don't want a parrot. I can't wait to hear this.
Go ahead.
She's asking, how much is that doggy in the window?
Yeah.
And what does the little girl ask in the Magilla Gorilla song?
How much is that gorilla in the window?
How much is that doggy in the window?
The reason why I'm playing this is because the American Kennel Club have listed their most popular breeds of the year list.
Okay.
Would you like to hear them?
Sure. That's just fine.
What do you think would be the most popular breed of dog? What would be your guess?
I'm going to say something doodle.
Mm-hmm.
Labradoodle, golden doodle.
One of the doodles.
Yep.
Schwani?
Maybe a German shepherd?
I would have. I think I would have guessed. I see the golden retrievers
golden retriever,
all the time.
Those mm-hmm. are nice dogs.
Those are beautiful dogs.
Yeah.
Great dogs.
Beautiful. I would see those all the time. But the Labrador, not the Labradoodles.
Ah, okay.
But Labrador retrievers are the number one breed in America, according to the American Kennel Club. Hmm. German Shepherds, Schwani, are number two.
I was close.
Have you ever had? I had a German Shepherd for 14 years.
Wow.
Best dog I've ever had.
Yeah, my cousin had a German Shepherd whose name was Hans.
Oh,
and that was a good, he was a good
that's
dog.
A good, that's yeah. a good name for a German Shepherd
dog.
That
was a good name.
Mine was Lucy.
Lucy?
Yes.
I have flashbacks about German Shepherds. There was a mean one on our street growing up.
Oh, yeah.
The dog's name? Killer.
Oh. Yeah, I could see why.
A little fenced in yard on the
did
corner.
He growl at little Andy Mazur when Andy
growl
Mazur
chase you, bark just, and yeah, it would chase you around
because
the fence was around the corner and it would go from one side of the. It was scary.
German Shepherds are very territorial dogs, and they are very scary just because of their size.
Mm-hmm.
My German Shepherd Lucy was very sweet. She was very nice, but very territorial at the same time. If anybody came near me, or you know, like somebody would give you a hug or something like that, she would
get jealous.
Yeah, she didn't
it's
like
the jealous that. Kind.
German Shepherds are number two. Golden Retrievers came number three on the list, followed by French Bulldogs and then English Bulldogs after that. Those are very sweet dogs. The Bulldogs are a great breed. Beagles, Poodles, Rottweilers are number eight. German Short-Haired Pointers are number nine, and Yorkshire Terriers are number 10. Boxers, Dachshunds, Corgis, Siberian Huskies, Australian Shepherds, Great Danes, Doberman Pinschers, number 18, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. I don't know what those are.
Me neither.
Cavalier King Charles Spaniels. Is that like a Cocker Spaniel? Is that a Cocker
Probably akin to it, yes.
Cocker Spaniel. Miniature Schnauzers are number 19, and the Shih Tzu is number 20.
We had a neighbor with a very loud, yeah, right. Be careful what you say here.
I wondered which of us was going to do that.
It's the short timer.
Where's, I guess I shouldn't say this, but my least favorite breed? Let me see where it is.
Uh-oh.
I don't like these dogs at all.
Get ready for a lot of texts here.
Number 33. It's number 33 on the list.
How many is on the list?
I have the top 100.
Oh, 100?
Yeah, I'm not going to read all 100.
We have till 1 o'clock.
And now number 74 on the list.
Sounds like you have to do a long-distance dedication if you do that.
Yeah, no, that's too many. But I was just curious. I'm sorry, I don't like chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas?
A lot of people love chihuahuas. They love their chihuahuas. I do not like chihuahuas.
Great in the Taco Bell commercial, though.
They're for television commercials, they're fine.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
In real life, I just had my next-door neighbor, who's since moved, had a chihuahua and was the biggest jerk dog I've ever met in my life. Just so mean all the time. Those little dogs.
They're very energetic.
They're very aggressive. They act like they're German Shepherds.
The little dogs in my neighborhood, the smaller breeds of dogs, are the ones that are always barking at the larger dogs
right.
that just want to go their own way.
Right, right. Yeah,
and there was one that just will not leave it alone. They will continue to bark as the larger dogs are moving further and further away.
Right.
They just keep going.
I know a lot of you like Chihuahuas. I know a lot of people that have Chihuahuas. Clearly, they love them. Not my favorite breed, just my opinion. I like a dog that's like, hey, I love you. I'm always happy to see you.
Let's just sit on the couch and
that
watch TV.
That sounds like hey, Cuddly Dudley.
Hey, Ray. Tell some jokes
how you doing
today,
Ray.
I guess that is the Cuddly Dudley.
That sounds just like Cuddly Dudley.
I guess it does. I didn't mean to. I just meant it to sound like,
how's Chilveston
hey,
doing?
I'm always happy to see you, Reed. That's how I meant it. So, if you're a Chihuahua lover, you can send your hate mail in. Or you know what? Get your Chihuahua on the text line. They have those little paws. They could probably text and tell me that they don't like me. That'll be fine, too. Quick break, and then when we come back, we are talking with A.D. Bryant from Saturday Night Live. Coming up next. Tomorrow on the WGN-TV Morning News, talking with Colin Farrell about his brand-new movie, the Disney live adaptation of Dumbo. Tomorrow morning, WGN-TV Morning News. Where this week we featured my one-on-one conversation with Saturday Night Live's A.D. Bryant, one of our favorites on SNL. Could not be more delightful. I think this is probably the third or fourth time that I've interviewed her. Each time, just so sweet and so unassuming, considering the massive talent that she is on that show. Truly has become one of my favorites. She was featured by Michigan Avenue Magazine at a special event this past week at the VU nightclub. And we are able to sit and chat a little bit on the red carpet. Here is A.D. Bryant. Welcome back home again.
Oh, thank you so
much.
What
does it mean to you when you come back to Chicago?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, to me, it's truly home, and I get to see a bunch of my family. And, I always feel at myself here.
So when you were going to Columbia College, where I graduated from also, by the way.
Alums.
I am not, on the cover of a magazine, though. This has got to make you feel pretty cool.
Yeah, it's totally bizarre and surreal, but super nice, and especially in Chicago, which is where I really started doing comedy, so it makes sense.
Talk a little about your history here.
Yeah, I mean, I truly started taking classes at I.O. and The Annoyance and, worked at Second City for years, and that's where I got found at by SNL, so it's really, I don't know, it's a special place to me forever, yeah, and I feel like it's where I found my comedic voice, so yeah.
So these days being on SNL has, I'm sure it's got to be amazing, but it also puts you into a unique political spotlight.
Yeah.
Also, maybe more so than ever in the history of Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think SNL has always been something that, grapples with pop culture and politics and what's happening today, this week, tomorrow. And so, thankfully, I'm not usually tasked with being the one to write those things. I get to just kind of sail on through and do silly stuff in the middle. But yeah, I'm super proud of the work the show has done.
What's been some of your favorite things that you've done?
Oh my gosh, how do I choose? But I mean, I love the all-girl music videos I've done with the other ladies in the cast, and I've done a lot of sketches with Kate that I really have loved. We just did the past couple shows that have been really fun, so I can't choose. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like asking, what's your favorite kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody is talking about Shrill in a great way, in a great and powerful way. You must be so proud of this.
I mean, certainly. I'm so happy to finally have it out. We've been working on it for a long time, and it's a lot of our heart and soul is in there. So the fact that people are responding to it means so much. Yeah.
Yeah. What was your sort of your creative driving force? What was the message that you were trying to tell? What is it that you're trying to do with the show?
You know, I don't know if there was like one driving message. I think we wanted to create a really full character and show their full life and allow the audience to have empathy and feel for that person, and especially someone who isn't typically the center hero of the story, a fat woman who often would be relegated to the friend character and those kinds of things, which I've done happily before. And it's like a very special experience to get to step into the center and write and produce and help make it. So.
Since we've been talking about that you were going to be on today, people have been talking about the show and how it moves them, how it makes them laugh, but also brings them to tears at how empowering it is, and as though you are hearing their thoughts and putting their thoughts up on the screen.
Well, that's very nice and super overwhelming.
The power that you have.
I have so much power. I'm about to take this mic out of your hands. No, I mean, it's so nice. And that's absolutely like what we hope to do. I mean, I think Lindy's story and my story and a lot of our writers in the writer's room, there was so much overlap there. And so we understood that there was like a universal experience that maybe hadn't been tapped into in this way with this kind of time and energy. So, yeah, we're super happy.
Yeah, and it really sort of ties into all the talk these days about bullying and people being made to feel isolated if they are too tall, too short, sure, too skinny, too fat, whatever, you know, those things.
Yeah, I mean, I think these are all ideas that are people are really starting to think about, and about how judgments and assertions that you make about other people, maybe it's not your place, and I think that's what we were trying to get at. Yeah.
So what's next? What's going to be going on? You're loving Saturday Night Live? You love being there all the time?
Oh, yeah. I love SNL. I'm not ready to go. You know, I just made this whole damn other show, so what's next? I hope a vacation
or something.
You speak of it
so lovingly.
Yeah.
But movies? I have to think. I mean, you were in that Amy Schumer movie not long ago.
Yeah, maybe. My schedule is very bad because I work at SNL full time and I write, produce, and star in Shrill now. And so, you know, if I could squeeze a movie in there or maybe just a vacation is really the thing I want the most. Great. Yeah.
You probably won't have time while you're here, but if there's one Chicago place where you could go eat tonight, what would that be?
Oh, tough to pick. I have a lot of favorites, but I love Handlebar in Wicker Park, one of my faves. So, yeah.
All right. I hope she was able to get over there and check out Handlebar when Amy Schumer was in town being honored by Michigan Avenue Magazine. She is on the cover of the current edition right now. Coming up after the news, we're going to get into our A-list interviews. The director and actress from the number one movie in America this weekend, my one-on-one interviews with director Jordan Peele, arguably one of the greatest directors, certainly of the horror genre, with his last movie, Get Out, and his current movie, Us, which is also phenomenal. We'll talk with Jordan. Also, Lupita Nyong'o, who is the actress who stars in the movie, Academy Award winner from 12 Years a Slave. You know her from Black Panther. You know her from Star Wars, lots of different projects. Those are all coming up. All right, let's get a check of the WGN News sponsored by Tortoise Supper Club. Here's Dave Schwann.
We will know later today on some of the preliminary findings of the Mueller report, which was handed over to Attorney General William Barr on Friday. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says he trusts Special Counsel Mueller's judgment on who should be prosecuted following the nearly two-year investigation. But Representative Adam Schiff of California says that does not mean there isn't compelling and incriminating evidence that should be shared with the American people. A death investigation is ongoing after a standoff on Chicago's northwest side that started yesterday morning and ended early this morning. Police responded to a call of a man threatening suicide in the 1200 block of West Bryn Mawr. Early this morning, they found a 61-year-old man dead inside, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A 10-year-old boy remains in intensive care after being shot yesterday in Harvey. Police say the boy was in a car with his father when someone pulled up alongside and began shooting. The child is being treated at Christ Medical Center at Oak Lawn. WGN Sports, Andy Mazur.
Well, the first of eight scheduled games today in the NCAA basketball tournament is underway in the South region in Columbus, Ohio. It is second-seeded Tennessee leading number 10 Iowa 32-14. They have about 8 minutes to go in the first half there. Coming up later on in the South region, top seed Virginia will face number 9 seed Oklahoma. It is number 12 Oregon facing number 13 UC Irvine. In the Midwest, it's the top seed North Carolina taking on number 9 Washington. That comes up a little after 1 o'clock today. Number 3 Houston facing number 11 Ohio State. In the East, it's top seeded Duke and number 9 UCF. 4th seeded Virginia Tech will take on number 12 Liberty. And in the West, it's 3rd seeded Texas Tech against number 6 Buffalo. Baseball coming your way at 1:30 this afternoon. White Sox pregame, and then Ed and DJ will have the call from Arizona this afternoon as the White Sox entertain the Cleveland Indians in Glendale. We're just 4 days away from the season opener in Kansas City coming up on Thursday afternoon. Blackhawks will be on your radio right after White Sox baseball. 6:30, your pregame show with Chris Bowden, and John and Troy have the call at 7 o'clock on WGN and WGNradio.com. It is the Blackhawks and the Colorado Avalanche entering play today. The Blackhawks trail those Colorado Avalanche by 6 points for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Only 8 games left in the regular season. And the Cubs will take on the Padres today in Peoria, Arizona. Cubs making a roster move yesterday. They've optioned Ian Happ back to the minor leagues. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Andy Mazur, WGN Sports.
Are you going to be doing one of your famous 10-minute sports shows after the 1 o'clock news?
Yes, I will be. My name will be Sports Phil. Because it's that's what is listed as on the schedule.
Phil.
Phil from 1 to 1:30.
Okay.
So I'll change my name to Phil.
All right, Phil.
I'm going to spell it the same way, F-I-L-L.
Yeah, not P-H-I-L. It'd
be very difficult to get the license plate from Disney World for me at that point, but I'll go with it. And then, hey, we'll morph right into White Sox pregame at 1:30. I'll take you after the game for a postgame show, and then we'll... I'll change my name back to Phil and go till 6:30. That's when Chris Bowden takes over for Blackhawks pregame.
Wow. Will you be Andy in time for next week's show?
I'll definitely be back for under my regular name in my regular slot in the regular chair here.
Hey, do you have some farewell words for producer Tom Hush?
You know,
Andy, who's leaving us today.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to admit how much we're going to miss the guy. You know, I don't want to give him a swelled head here.
I know. I do feel the same way.
The thing I'm going to miss the most is the traffic tips when the weather gets inclement.
Unintentional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to miss those the most. You know, and maybe second, just because
you mean the very pertinent information.
Yeah,
use caution in that area.
Obvious warning.
I knew there was a name for it.
Obvious warnings, right? Hey, but, it's raining. Turn on your windshield wipers.
But Tom has been great to work with, and Nick's a lucky guy.
He's going to be working with Nick DiGilio overnight.
So good luck to you, and I know your clock gets turned around now because noon is midnight. Midnight is noon, and when you work the overnight shift.
I'm going to miss, he's done many important things on the show over the past couple of years. Being fake Larry Potash has been one of my favorites.
That was great.
That was pretty awesome.
When Larry Potash from the TV Morning News blew us off one day and Tom pretended to be Larry Potash. That was a stellar moment in your career here on Sunday the Morning
Show. I'm proud of that one.
Yeah. I've liked the movie reviews, too.
Yeah, they're good, too.
Yeah, he's done a good job. Good job. We're happy that he's moving on to a big full-time role here on WGN.
I'll call you guys next Sunday as James Mason.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh,
wow.
Or Drew Carey.
Shwani, do you have any final words for Tom?
Just I wish him the best. I wish him well. And we are going to miss him in here working with us every Sunday because he has added so much to the show.
Yes, he has.
So stop by any time for some extra coffee cake. Tom, we'll have some with your name on it, and I imagine I'll see you at some point if I'm in here in the middle of the night.
Shwani's going to get everybody crying here in a second.
By the way, the coffee cake is going to cost you double now if you're not on this show.
I don't mean to cut the sentiment down, but I am still on for another hour and 15 minutes.
In other words, he's telling us to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I will think of you when I'm near the coffee
pot. I'm not going to miss that part of him at all.
Oh, yeah?
Go to a break. Go to a break.
Come on, move on.
Go to a break. Come on.
Dean!
Yeah. All right, Shwani.
WGN traffic, 29 minutes and 5 seconds ago, the rolling closures were wrapped up on the near north side because the Shamrock Shuffle is in the process of being wrapped up. However, Columbus in both directions between Balbo and Jackson closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And also, Jackson between Michigan and Lakeshore closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon, but But Balbo, between Columbus and Lakeshore, will be closed until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for cleanup during Shamrock Shuffle Central. Let's call it that, as they clean up after the race. On the expressways, we have stop-and-go traffic on the Bishop Ford outbound between Stony Island and 130th Street due to an earlier crash. On the Eisenhower, slow from Damon inbound to the Burned Interchange, 31 minutes from Route 390 to the old post office. Stop-and-go on the Kennedy outbound between Bryn Mawr and Harlem, and inbound between Division and the Burned Interchange, 25 minutes from O'Hare, the two downtown, 15 minutes in the express lanes. And finally, on the Dan Ryan, 20 minutes from 95th to downtown, a little bit slow due to an earlier accident there. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. It's approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center: occasional light rain and cloudy skies today, high around the 40. And turning colder tonight, low in the 30s. Colder for tomorrow, but partly sunny skies later in the day. And we could see highs only about 40, mid-30s near the lake. We're up to 47 now at O'Hare, 48 at Midway. Schaumburg has 47. Chicago's lakefront, 42. I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom. And these are the stories that matter on 720 WGN.
You know how sometimes things line up? Coincidences? Since we've been up here, they've been happening more and more. It's like there's this black cloud hanging over us.
There's a family in our driveway.
Who is that?
Run.
Oh, man, run is the word, I'll tell you what, for this new movie that's called Us. Number one movie of the weekend, took in $70 million. Amazing. The sophomore effort from director Jordan Peele, who we used to know as one half of the comedy team Key and Peele. He directed the movie Get Out a couple of years ago, won an Academy Award for writing it. Very likely there's already Oscar talk for this movie, Us, because of the amazing suspense thriller that it is. It's a horror movie. There are scary elements to this movie for sure, very scary elements for sure. But it's so brilliantly and elegantly written, produced, and directed. And really, that's all I want to tell you too much about this movie, because the joy of going to see this movie are the things that will surprise you along the way. It's very much like a Hitchcock movie, that much of what you don't see here are the scariest parts of this movie, but things happen in this movie. You will be white-knuckled, I guarantee, for the 2 hours that this movie is going on, and you're going to definitely want to see the movie more than once. That much I promise you as well. I loved it. I gave it a Dean's List A. We sat down with the director of the movie, a director, writer, performer that I truly admire so much. He's bringing back Twilight Zone, by the way, on CBS All Access starting on April the 1st. And I can't wait for that. But this is Jordan Peele.
This is like such clever filmmaking. I mean, it's smart, and it's scary, and it's funny. And you've made a movie that you want to see about four or five times. You know, you get that repeat business going there, Jordan.
Whew, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they come back.
Because this is one of these movies that it's almost impossible for us to talk about it, because there are so many things that happen in this movie that I don't want to give away at all.
That's
but,
right.
But you're going to want to go back to see it.
Well, you know, it's...
explained it all.
Yeah, it's I love a good reveal in a story. I love Easter eggs in a story. You know, I love a movie you can watch different ways. You can sit back, watch, eat your popcorn, or you can watch and
right.
try and figure it out. And I had an amazing
yeah.
team that yeah. that all got that.
This is all of those things. I have to think that it's so flattering for you to be compared to Hitchcock and Spielberg and all the people that you're being compared to in this. But I wonder, I mean, you're also, you're Jordan. You know, you're Jordan Peele at the same time. Is it good to have those comparisons, or would you prefer just...
I'll take the Hitchcock comparison.
I am me, yeah.
I will take that. We're all right. I'm not too proud to accept a full-on comparison to math. No, it's all the cool. Thank you very much. I feel a great, just a supreme sense of accomplishment to be spoken in terms of like that. But you know, the real win for me is I get to make movies. Yeah. I get to make another one.
Was there pressure on you after the tremendous success of Get Out? Did you feel like, wow, I've really got to hit it out of the park with?
No pressure. That's pressure? No.
In this business, pressure? Never.
Do you realize, like, 2 years ago, I had black hair?
And I had a full head of hair, just to put it all into perspective.
I scared it off of you.
Yeah, what this business will do to you.
You know, very early on in making this movie, I made a decision. I said, look, I have to make a movie for me first. That's how I did Get Out. And people responded, make a movie that you wish somebody else would make for you. And that's, you know, in that is its own reward. I knew, look, if not everybody has to get it, I'm going to try and make it work for as many people as possible. But in the end, I made my new favorite movie.
Yeah. Which ones are your favorite?
All time?
Horror, scary kind of movies.
I'm going to give you a list of five right now, and it changes. Like, yeah. If you ask me tomorrow, it might be a different list.
Yeah.
Number one, Alien. Ridley Scott. Absolute masterpiece in design, and it holds up completely. Number two, Shining. Stanley Kubrick. Widely considered the best of all time. I think that you ask me tomorrow, it is. I'm going to say The Exorcist.
Mm.
Right? One of the best. I'm going to say Jaws. I'm going to say Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow. That's an eclectic list.
That's an eclectic list. Oh, I don't know. Ooh, Halloween.
See, you can't stop you start, because there's so many good ones. Twilight Zone, what can we expect? I'm so excited for it.
I am too. It is big shoes to fill, and we have a really incredible team and executing that show. Serling was a master at speaking to an audience about society through genre. He's one of my biggest influences, obviously. If you engage an audience on the level of fun, they will have no choice but to think about and discuss why it worked, why it was cathartic. So I feel like we're in a time where we need good stories, good parables to help us figure out our demons.
Yeah, he's the director of the number one movie in America right now. I'm such a big fan of Jordan Peele and his fantastic new movie that's called Us. In a minute, his lead actress in the movie, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o, next.
You know how sometimes things line up?
Yeah.
You know, like coincidences. Since we've been here, they've been happening more and more. I feel like it means like she's getting closer.
Actress Lupita Nyong'o won an Academy Award for her role in 12 Years a Slave. You know her from Star Wars and certainly from Black Panther as well. Here with Winston Duke, who you also know from the Black Panther movies, explaining this evil doppelganger family that suddenly shows up in front of their house, and what is about to happen to this family that suddenly has duplicates of themselves right outside of their door. We talked with Lupita Nyong'o in Los Angeles about a week or so ago, and we're just talking about what genre this movie falls in. It's definitely horror, but it's definitely suspense. It's definitely a thriller. Here's what she said.
I went into it thinking it was a horror film, and I'm going to stick to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's more than that, so be it, you know?
Yeah. Okay, it's, you know, suspense. It's definitely a thriller, white knuckler. It's
I'm not too good at the genres. That's why I can't really expound.
Yeah. Probably not. I mean, to put it in a cubbyhole probably is not the greatest thing in the world either, right?
No, it's not that interesting. It's a Peele film.
It's a Peele film. A new genre all by itself.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that then. I mean, what's that experience like working with Jordan?
I mean, after watching Get Out 5 times in 1 month, I had a reverence for him as a director. And I realized once I was cast in this and definitely going to be working with him, I had to check myself. And because reverence kills creativity, you know. And so I had to get off of that, take him off that high horse, and learn to respect him enough and respect myself enough to be able to offer something to his story, to his process. And what I found working with him is that he's extremely intelligent, but his intelligence is not ego-driven. That he loves what he does. He loves and he honors his imagination, but he's not precious about it. So he's very collaborative, and he invites artists to work with him and trust them to be the experts in the roles that they're playing. And he really does just get the best out of people, and the best idea wins, and he's always refining it, always working on it. And I think that's why his films end up having so many thoughtful layers, you know, because they're not, he doesn't just write them in one go. He's never satisfied until it's just right, you know, and he continues to work at it.
Yeah. What was it like for you to play this dual role?
It was really challenging. I think it was the hardest challenge of my career so far, but also so rewarding. I got to advocate for one character and then advocate for one that was diametrically opposed to that character, and that in and of itself breeds an empathy like nothing else, you know. And it was physically, and it had to be physically, emotionally, and psychologically very mathematical how I went about executing both characters in order to keep it organized in my tiny head.
It must make you all feel great to see these rave reviews.
Yes, I don't personally read them, but I've heard they're good.
You don't read reviews?
No,
on purpose,
don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
What, is there any reason for that?
Because I don't want to believe them when they're good, because I don't want to believe them when they're bad.
Okay. Well, they are very, very good. Right good. Now, they are very, very, very good.
Then that's a relief. And, you know, I can see Jordan is really happy. And that makes me happy.
I wonder if that sets, if you think that sets an expectation, though, for the viewers. You know, sometimes people read rave reviews and come out disappointed because the reviews were so high and so mighty.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't read reviews of movies that I want to watch because I want to have my own experience of them, you know. And so I think it just depends. Some people like to go into films, you know, equipped with knowledge. I like being completely... Same. And that's how I watched Get Out. I had no idea what it was about. I saw the trailer. I put it in my calendar. When it came on the release night, I went out and I saw it, and I fell madly in love, and because I had no expectation of it.
Yeah, who needs critics anyway? Lupita Nyong'o, who is the star of the number one movie of the weekend, Us, $70 million this weekend. Amazing. Highly, highly recommended to you. A quick break. We'll update news. And then on the other side of the news, my one-on-one conversation with Donnie Wahlberg from News Kids on the Block, next on WGN. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something of me?
Eat it, eat it, eat it. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Welcome in to another Food Time, Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show, the award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. And today, we're focusing in on the seafood section. It's an all-seafood food show today. Whether for the Lenten season or really... I think more and more people are eating seafood, you know, several times a week now. It's not just a special occasion kind of food anymore. I don't think it has been for quite a long time. Still some mystery, though, about preparing seafood and a little bit of intimidation on the part of some people. See if we can fix all of that with our pal Dirk Fusick, who is the owner-operator of Dirk's
Seafood and Fish on North Clyburn Avenue. And Dirk, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Hey, nice to talk to you again, Dean. How's it going?
Doing very, very well. So what is, I always like, whenever I talk to Dirk, I like to find out what's running right now. What is, what's in season? What's delicious? What's the best of the best right now?
Well, being the first day of spring, we actually got halibut in out of Alaska. That season opened up this week, and so that's kind of the top-selling fish of the week right now. So probably every other person is buying halibut.
Yeah, so this would be a fresh halibut, because you can pretty much get frozen, you know, just about any time. But what a difference when you get it fresh, right?
Well, fresh always makes a difference, honestly. We really don't carry much frozen fish. You know, if it's out of season, we just don't handle it. And, you know, fresh is just so much better, you know, hands down.
So, you know, I want to talk a little about preparation. Someone comes in and picks up some fresh halibut. It's one of the easiest fish to prepare, I think, because it's so sturdy. People, you know, are afraid to do seafood because it can be a little bit delicate, but not halibut. You may as well be cooking a steak if you're cooking a halibut, right?
Pretty much. I mean, I call it the classic white fish, meaning that you can pretty much do almost any recipe that calls for a white-fleshed fish with halibut. It bakes, broils, grills, sautés. I had it, you know, pan sautéed with panko on it. First night I took it home, it was awesome. Cedar plank smokes well. And basically, you eat it raw even. You know, that's my, I always say it's fish is the original fast food. You can't, you know, make fish any faster than anything else.
You mean like a sushi preparation?
Yeah. You can do sushi in a roll, or you can do it sashimi style. It's basically a big flounder, so harami is the Japanese word for that, and it works good that way also.
Okay, I don't think I would have thought of that for a halibut, but I guess why not?
Exactly. Pretty much all that stuff is good for sashimi, so as long as you get good, fresh, quality fish, and starting there.
Well, that's the thing. Let me start with that, and then we'll open up the phone lines. People have questions about preparation of seafood. If you want recipes for something, you like a certain food, if you've had bad luck with preparing seafood, Dirk can definitely help you with this. 312-981-7200 is the number, and while we get some calls lined up, let's just talk about, you know, how do we know if we're getting fresh seafood?
Well, be observant. I mean, if you're 2 aisles away from the fish counter and it starts to smell like fish, that's a bad sign. If you have to ask if it's fresh, that's a bad sign. But ask questions. If you have any doubts or wonders about things, if you have to, again, ask if it's good, then that's probably not a good sign to start with. It should be eye appealing when you look at it. Tuna should be red. Your halibut should be, you know, gleaming white fish. It all should look good to the eye to begin with. So that's where you start. And again, if you go to a specialty shop like us, we really specialize in getting whole fish, cutting it as we go. So it's like an individual fish that we personally handled and cut. So that makes a big difference from a lot of the, you know, chains and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes when you see fish in the counter, it just looks like it's been, I don't even know how to describe it, but it looks
sad.
It looks sad. It does. It looks like it's been there for a couple of days, and, you know, like, I dare you to eat this and not get sick.
Well, not to be cocky, but we have such nice fresh fish. Like yesterday, we had a beautiful counter of about 25 different varieties of fish. And is it fresh? I go, oh, this is last week's product. I got to get rid of it for somebody, though. Yeah, just to tease them. But they always end up buying it and loving it. So, yeah.
So talk to me about, you know, the kinds of fish that are easiest to prepare.
Well, again, salmon is always an ever-popular fish because it's so versatile. Salmon is also super healthy for you. You mentioned people eating fish more often now. Lent is busy, but it's not the impact that it once was. I mean, once 20 years ago, Ash Wednesday was a super rocking day. The Fridays were really busy. And we're busy now, too, but they're not like it used to be. I think people eat fish on a more regular basis every day because they want it, or, you know, a couple times a week because they like to eat fish. And they've learned that fish is good. Fish is easy to cook. I mean, you can whip up a fish dinner and some veggies in 10, 15 minutes, honestly. And at the store, one of the things that we really specialize too is helping people get over their fears of fish, because that is one of the biggest, I don't care how accomplished of a chef you are, they come in nervous about buying fish.
Yeah.
And fish isn't cheap, you know, so you don't want to buy something and ruin it. But on the other hand, you know, meat's in that same ballpark price-wise, good meat these days too. So they don't have any qualms about cooking a steak, but give them a halibut steak and they kind of freak out and are not sure what to do with it.
Yeah,
but again,
it's amazing. All the years that we've been doing the show, that really has not changed at all, you know, of listeners
Absolutely.
Responding. saying that some people are a little bit intimidated by preparing fish, whether it's on a grill or in a saute pan or, you know, in any way possible. And I always try to reassure them that really it's about one of the easiest things to prepare, really.
It really is probably the worst thing you do with fish is overcook it. And as I say, if you buy good quality fish, you could eat it raw. So there's a happy medium somewhere in between. And you've got to remember, if fish isn't quite done when you take it off the fire, it'll cook in another couple minutes sitting on a plate. You know, so you're better off having a little undercooked when you take it off the fire as opposed to waiting till it's done.
Right.
Because by the time you serve it, it gets, you know, you dry it out more. So
that's always a problem. I was watching one of those cooking shows on Channel 11 yesterday, and I forget what chef it was, but somebody was cooking some codfish, you know, which is a little bit on the delicate side. And can be a little bit tricky on in a pan. Certainly on a grill, it can be a little bit tricky. But the way that they cooked it, Dirk, was they put it in they took the raw cod, put it in a cabbage leaf, and then the cabbage leaf with the cod piece, That's a whole different show. But the piece of fish in the cabbage leaf in a steamer, and they put four or five of them, a cabbage leaf and the fish, and put them in the steamer and steamed them for, you know, maybe like 5 minutes, something like that. The cabbage got cooked, the fish got cooked. And they spice the fish, of course, before they put it in, and the two flavors blended together, and it just could not be any easier.
Well, steaming is a great way to cook fish. I mean, at our store, one of our popular products is poppy oats, you know, which is fish wrapped in paper. So we take a piece of salmon, halibut, tilapia, you know, fish of choice, basically, put a piece in a parchment paper, and then we cut veggies up, peppers, broccoli, asparagus, onions, a little white wine, garlic, and then you marinate the vegetables in that. Put your fish down, put a handful of veggies on top, wrap the parchment around it. You can bake it in the oven. It takes about 14 minutes. You've got your whole dinner there. It's a steamed piece of fish with your veggies all wrapped. And it's kind of a cool package because you put it on a person's plate. It's like a little presentation, right?
Yeah,
so you open up your you open up your present, and there's your dinner waiting for you. And it's, I mean, we sell a lot of those. That's a great way to cook fish.
Exactly. Let me take a break. We'll come back and talk more seafood with Dirk Fusick from Dirk's Fish and Gourmet Shop on North Clyburn Avenue. The exact address. What's your exact address there, Dirk?
It is 2070 North Clyburn.
All right.
Lincoln Park.
Yeah. Very good. We'll take a break and come back and talk more next on WGN.
Timeless, memorable music is back on the radio
at 87.7 FM.
Great artists.
Great songs.
Great memories.
Right now on 87.7 FM.
First on your dial
at 87.7 FM.
MeTV FM.
That old car is worth money. Visit victoryautorecords.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to victoryautorecords.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to victoryautorecords.com to search their inventory. victoryautorecords.com.
victoryautorecords.com.
New Balance Chicago carries the largest selection of New Balance in Illinois. With men's up to size 20, women's up to size 13, from AA to 6E. Their professional staff knows the importance of a proper fitted shoe. With a one-on-one consultation, they'll conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size, width, and gait. Then pair your foot with the right New Balance shoe, all adding up to a comfortable fit that feels like it was made just for you. Visit New Balance Chicago in Lincoln Park, Oak Brook Terrace, Orland Park, and Schaumburg.
Improving your home can be easy. Find all your home improvement needs with one visit to the Home and Garden Show this weekend only at the Westin Hotel in Wheeling. See thousands of the latest home products and services and speak with experts who are eager to help you with your upcoming projects. From interiors to exteriors, from decor to outdoor, you'll find it all at the Home and Garden Show this weekend at the Westin North Shore Hotel in Wheeling on Milwaukee Avenue and Lake Cook Road, with free admission and free parking. For details, visit HomeShowNorthShore.com.
Get decked out for summer with Architect, TimberTech, American Sale, and Weber Grill.
Imagine your backyard transformed into the backyard of your dreams. A gathering place for family and friends to enjoy. Win a backyard makeover complete with a 16-foot by 12-foot deck from Architect and TimberTech. A three-piece sectional with a fire pit from American Sale and a Weber Spirit II E310 grill. The contest runs through March 31st and is valued at almost $25,000. Details at WGNradio.com/contests.
Get a quick update of the latest news and then right back to our conversation. All seafood today with Dirk Fusick from Dirk's Fish. Dave Schwann has the latest, sponsored by GreekIslands.net.
And Representative Adam Schiff, who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, says he trusts Special Counsel Robert Mueller's judgment on who should be prosecuted following the two-year Russia investigation. However, he says that doesn't mean there is not compelling and incriminating evidence that should be shared with everyone. We may know later today some preliminary findings of this report, which will be released by Attorney General William Barr, who received the report on Friday. The investigation continues into the fatal shooting of an off-duty Chicago police officer shot and killed in the River North neighborhood yesterday morning. 23-year-old John Rivera was one of four people in a car early yesterday after having left a nightclub and after wrapping up his shift earlier in the evening. One of the other people in the car was critically injured. Rivera was nearing his two-year anniversary as a Chicago officer. And a death investigation continues after a standoff on the northwest side. It ended early this morning but began after 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Police found a man inside an apartment dead of apparently a self-inflicted gunshot wound when the situation ended this morning in the 2400 block of West Bryn Mawr. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
You don't have to miss out on the things you love because of hip pain, especially when you can feel new in no time. Eliminating hip pain has never been easier than a visit to Dr. Sean W. Palmer at the Hip and Knee Center. You see, Dr. Palmer's performed over 3,000 anterior hip replacements, so the anterior approach procedure may be new to many, but it's routine to Dr. Palmer. Patients come from all around the world for his expertise. Men and women of all ages, sizes, and activity levels can benefit from an outpatient anterior hip replacement that requires no general anesthesia and no restrictions on activity. Recovery is measured in days to weeks, not months. Take a shower when you get home, sleep in your own bed, and then start planning all the things you've been missing out on doing. So if the pain is too much and you want to feel new in no time, make the call. 1-866-FEEL-NEW. That's 1-866-FEEL-NEW. Or learn more at thehipandkneecenter.com.
When the world is watching and you need your logo perfectly printed on promotional items, you need the ultimate guarantee. You need certainty. To know for certain it'll be right the first time, on the right items, at a great price. You need the promotional product experts at 4imprint. Because as soon as something has your logo on it, it matters to you, your customers, your coworkers, and to us. From pens and caps to hot tech and popular brands, 4imprint's wide selection always changes to keep up with the latest trends. But there is one thing we've delivered for over 30 years that's timeless. Certainty. Because the world is certainly watching. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Whether it's backed up, dripping, flooding, or spraying, you consider it a plumbing disaster. Well, consider ABC and consider it done. Schedule today at 4abc.com. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Consider it done.
WGN Sports. White Sox playing Cleveland this afternoon in Cactus League Baseball. Pre-games at 1:30. The first pitch, 2 o'clock, with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN. Sox beat the Dodgers yesterday 5-1. Cubs playing the Padres today. Cubs losing to the Rockies yesterday. Final score there 11-6. And Blackhawks playing Colorado tonight. Pre-game with Chris Bowden is at 6:30. The face-off 7 o'clock with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN.
Andy Mazur.
WGNradio.com. NewBallanceChicago.com.
We'll have a special pre-game show coming up just after the 1 o'clock news.
And you can hear the pre-game show with enthusiastic Andy at following the 1 o'clock news here on 720 WGN.
He wants us to call him WGN Phil. Wants us to call him Phil.
The pre-game with Phil.
Yeah, man. Sports Phil with you.
Yeah, Phil. Yeah, here on 720 WGN.
The pre-game show coming up. My name's Phil.
And 720 WGN and WGNradio.com with Phil for the pre-game show.
Sports Phil, man.
And now, moving on to WGN traffic, because we have some time to fill.
Well, we really don't.
The Shamrock Shuffle wrapped up now, but still some closures in and around Grant Park. Columbus between Balbo and Jackson closed until 3 this afternoon. And Balbo between Columbus and Lakeshore closed until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for cleanup. On the expressways, a little slow on the Eisenhower, 30 minutes from Route 390 on in to the old post office, slowing between Damon and the Burn Interchange. Outbound on the Ike, slow between Costner and First Avenue, 21 minutes from downtown out to Mannheim, 35 minutes out to Route 390. On the Kennedy, a 25-minute trip O'Hare to downtown, slowing between Division and the Burn Interchange. And on the Bishop Ford, outbound between 115th and 130th Street, slowing because of an earlier accident there. We have 20 minutes from the Dan Ryan on out to 8094 for personalized traffic.
Do you know the entire Shamrock Shuffle run is shorter than your traffic report? I could have run the entire 5K or whatever
and
it is.
And back.
Yeah, and back. And you still wouldn't have been done with this traffic yet.
There may still be some people that are still running this, even though the rolling closures have rolled up. But...
wow.
For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg, just search TRAFFIX Chicago. And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, cloudy this afternoon, highs in the mid-40s, turning colder tonight, low in the 30s. For tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, colder, partly sunny in the afternoon. We could see a high only near 40 away from the lake, the mid-30s near the lake. O'Hare 47, Midway 48, Elgin has 47, Chicago's Lakefront 42, and Dean, you've been talking about cooking and preparing fish.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite things to prepare.
I had some fantastic salmon the other night.
Grilled salmon, and it's really, it is easy to fix if you just want to bake it.
Right.
I put it in the oven a half hour at 350.
Oh, it's done. Fantastic. Salmon? Did you have salmon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Salmon, almost any kind of fish, and then perch sautéed.
Oh, really?
In a big skillet. Very it doesn't nice. Take long because
oh, it cooks quickly.
Yeah, perch cooks up very quickly. Yep. It's a very tender fish.
Yep.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
I'm glad you did. Thank you for participating.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and these are cooking tips and stories that matter on 720 WGN.
Dirk Fusick is on with us. Dirk's Fish and Gourmet. Dirk, you know this is the one time of year that I get to play that song, right?
Exactly. It's appropriate for sure.
It's my one. It's your theme song. As far as I'm concerned, this is the Dirk's Fish.
That's the theme song.
Theme song.
We do Rock Lobster by the beach.
Oh, see, that would have been. I wish I would have thought of that. Have one more break. Maybe we can get that in.
There you go.
Just talking about preparing salmon. I had a fantastic grilled Scottish salmon the other night. I'm telling you, this particular salmon was so sweet and so different. I guess there are many, many different kinds of salmon, right?
Correct. The wild salmon season doesn't really start in full force until probably Memorial Day out of Alaska because it's still got to thaw out. But what we saw a lot of is the Oriking salmon is what my first choice for salmon is. Oriking salmon comes out of New Zealand, farm raised.
And what kind? What are you saying? What are you saying? Oriking?
Ora. O-R-A.
Oh, Ora. Ora. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can look on their website. They have a beautiful website that describes all that they do. They were the first farm that was given a green by Monterey Bay Aquarium in the sustainability program. So it's, like, again, one of the best fish you can get. We use it for sushi. And it's more expensive than other salmon, but we started selling 50 pounds a week. We probably sell 250 to 300 pounds a week now.
Yeah,
everybody who tries it never goes back to any other salmon.
I'll tell you what, when you find a variety of salmon that is so delicious, it's definitely worth it. This Scottish salmon was recommended to me. I gave it a try. It was just fantastic. It's so delicious.
Yeah. That's an Atlantic species, which is great, from the right farms, definitely. So, but if you think about it, if you can find it, try the Orkin, come by the shop and get some. It's a blow you away.
Really? Okay, I'm gonna give it a try. What's do you have a favorite way? I do my salmon pretty simply, skin side down. I cook it with the skin on it, and then salt and pepper. Sometimes I might put a little honey mustard on it. Sometimes salt, pepper, oregano, a little lemon on it. What's your favorite way of doing salmon?
Well, I tell people a basic recipe is 10 minutes an inch in the oven. So a regular piece of salmon, 1 pound piece, is about an inch. So what I would do is olive oil, salt, pepper, lemon zest is probably the simplest way to dress up a fish. Though we also have a tequila chili marinade that is phenomenal with salmon. That's usually my first choice with that. Marinator season it, 4 1/4 in the oven for about 8 minutes. And then I like to pop it into the broiler for just a couple minutes at the end, kind of keep an eye on it, but it gets it crispy around the edges. It almost emulates being on the grill. You can do it in the house, and again, about 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah, well, that sounds fantastic. We've got Ron on the phone at 312-981-7200. Let's get to Ron. Are we ready to go to Ron on the phone? Okay, looks like we're not ready to go to Ron on the phone yet. Are we ready to go? I don't know what is going on the phone here. We're having a little bit of a technical nightmare behind the scenes here today. Oh, okay. Hey, Ron.
Hello there. Yeah, I have a question. And me and my wife love baking salmon. I just want to ask, any other kind of fish that he could recommend for bacon? One of my favorite fish is red snapper. I know he mentioned cod and maybe perch, but maybe just can give a few other suggestions. So we'll hang up and listen. Thank you very much.
Good question, Ron. Thank you very much for your call. What do you say, Dirk?
Red snapper is like one of my top five fish. So there's so much you can do with snapper. We had a pan sauteed the other night, Cuban style, with some sliced onions, garlic, and lime juice on top of it. And that was just sauteed in the pan probably for 3 to 5 minutes aside, depending on the thickness. And I like to leave it skin on. So you do it skin side first, get the skin a little crispy, flip it over for a couple minutes, flip it back for 30 seconds, and take it off the stove. And it's crispy, crunchy, eat the skin. Also, it's a great fish for grilling whole on the grill. It's probably my favorite fish for that because you can get a 2-pounder for two people, and it's a nice handleable size, and it grills in about 14, 15 minutes on the grill. So a really, really good choice for that.
Okay.
But again, that basic grill baking recipe I gave you applies to cod, halibut, salmon, grouper, mackerel, mahi-mahi. I mean, it really is an all-around recipe for most people. And if people are also interested in learning, I mean, we do cooking classes twice a month at our store for grilling and pan sauteing, depending on the season. We're getting into grilling season now. And every Saturday, 12 to 3, we're out there grilling free samples, free demos, hands-on. You guys get to eat all the product. So that's a good thing to come to if you want to learn more about fish, too.
Yeah, I was looking at your website, dirksfish.com. And there's all kinds of recipes there. You talk about that you guys are outside grilling in front of the restaurant. But also, yep. I noticed now that you've got delivery, with all of these services now for delivering food right to your home.
Yeah, we use Mercado predominantly. Mercado for us works real well, very nice. And, we have a lot of people are using the delivery. The only thing I tell you about delivery, though, is you don't come in personally. We do a lot of sampling at the store. You want to taste fresh lobster salad or fresh cooked cocktail shrimp, some St. Elmo's cocktail sauce that'll knock your socks off. Those are things that come in to try. Our gumbo's phenomenal. We always got something cooking, and I highly recommend, people come to the store and look around because there's a lot to see. And, again, if you taste something, that's really the final, point of where you're going to, change your mind about fish.
Yeah, but for convenience, you can't beat the having things delivered like that. But you're right, you never you never leave hungry from Dirk's. That's for sure.
Oh no, absolutely not.
what about some shellfish, Dirk? Which is the easiest to prepare?
Why I tell people the best, cheapest thing you can get is a pound of mussels. Get a pound of mussels per person. You can just pan saute a little garlic and some onion, get that soft, drop in some peppers, some green beans, snap peas, whatever you like there. Add a splash of wine to that. Once that's simmering, throw in your mussels. Put them in a pan big enough that they have room to open. You know, you don't want to constrict them so they can't open. And then put a lid on the pot. Give it about 6-8 minutes, and they all open up. Take a fresh baguette. Pour that all in a bowl and dip that baguette in the juice, which is probably even better than the mussels.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So easy to do.
Now, how do you know when they're done? When the shells are open, they're done?
Correct. So when you buy mussels, I don't recommend. You can go place and buy mussels in a bag, like a 2-pound bag for a cheap price, but you don't really know what you're getting in a sealed up bag. So you're better off, like us, we buy them in bulk quantities. We throw them on the counter. I go through them. You know, I can hear the broken or open ones when you toss them together as you're shaking them up. We put those, you know, give you all fresh ones there. The ones that we carry are from Prince Edward Island. They're rope grown, and so they're really clean. So all you really need to do with them is throw them in a colander, and then give a quick rinse, and then cook them from there. And they should all be closed when you cook them. Start the cooking. They should all be open when you finish the cooking.
Okay. What about things like lobster tail, crab legs, those kinds?
Oh, I'll be both. Crab legs come. All crab is cooked in the United States unless you buy a live crab. That's just the FDA rule on that. So king crab legs are pre-cooked. Snow crab. Basically, you just thaw them out and eat them. Is how I like them. If you're going to warm them up, you're better off steaming them above some boiling water, not dropping them in boiling water. That's really not my recommended way of cooking them. I think you can lose some flavor if you boil them, and people tend to overcook them that way. Lobster tails, my favorite way to do them, thaw them out, thaw out an 8-ounce tail out, split the back of the shell with a pair of scissors, put a dollop of butter in there, wrap it in tin foil like a baked potato, and do it under the broiler or do it on the grill about 3 to 4 minutes aside in the foil, and then peel back the foil and just brown, give it a browning, you know, for like 2 minutes on the grill. It comes out super moist, doesn't curl up on you, far, far better than boiling. So what? I really don't recommend boiling lobster tails.
You know what? I'm so glad to hear you say this, because I've done lobster tails on the grill so many times, and
awesome.
they do curl up. And
right.
I never get the result that I want. So now I'm going to try it your way.
It kind of goes back to you saying, you know, the cabbage leaf and the foil. You know, you're steaming it inside there, and the foil keeps it from curling up as much.
Yeah.
But it comes out super moist. That's lobster's super lean. You don't want to be cooking it very long on the, you know, anyway, to see if it'll dry out before you get tough.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, some people still say, "Ooh, I'm afraid to eat fish because of the possibility of contamination." For the most part, fish is extremely safe to eat right now, right?
Yeah, it's go to poultry. You can't touch poultry or put it anywhere or use any utensils with it without sanitizing it, right? That's like deadly bacteria. So fish is totally the opposite. I mean, correct. There's very few things that are wrong with fish. It's been proven to be healthy for your brain, for your eyes, for your heart. I mean, there's so many good things about fish. People mention mercury. Mercury in fish is pretty much, it's there, but it's non-existent for the average person. They recommend pregnant women don't eat sharks, king mackerel, tilefish, and swordfish being pregnant. But on the other hand, they recommend pregnant women eat a lot of fish with omega-3s. So that's salmons, trouts, the halibuts, mackerel, sardines, things of that sort are high in omega-3s. And that's really good for developing fetuses. So there's just so many good reasons to eat fish, besides that it tastes good.
Yeah. What about farm-raised fish versus wild? One healthier?
One is not healthier than the other. Here's, for instance, in the United States, they haven't decided how to make fish organic. The only thing they've decided that wild fish can never be organic, because you don't know where it's been or what it's been eating or how it's been handled. As opposed to farm fish, you know, from day one, you know, where they were born, where they were raised, how they were fed. And there's different farms, of course. You can buy, you know, factory-raised chicken. You can buy Amish free-range chicken. Those are two different, you know, sides of the spectrum. Same thing with fish farms. You can buy good farms, the Oricking Farm, for instance, Faroes Island salmon, Scottish salmon. Those are all prime farms. The farms from Chile are okay, but that's what I call supermarket fish. They're a lot cheaper, and they don't have flavor to them like the other ones do up north. Salmon indigenously don't live below the equator. So the ones down in, even though they're living in cold water down in Chile, they're still shouldn't be there. They're from the north, really.
Yeah.
So
you can get more.
But farms are good.
Yeah. More info at dirksfish.com. Dirks Fish and Gourmet is 2070 North Clyburn in Chicago. He's always outside cooking and offering up samples. One of the most knowledgeable people in Chicago on Seafood. Dirk Fusick, always good to talk to you, pal. Have a great rest of the day.
I will. You do the same, Dean. We'll see you at the shop. Come in for some of that Aura King salmon.
I'm going to give that a try. I'm so curious about that now. Thank you, Dirk. Enjoy the warm Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining at the award-winning Greek Islands restaurant with their extra virgin olive oil, seafood, wines, herbs, and spices, all imported directly from Greece. They offer delicious and healthy meals. One of the favorites there is that whole Mediterranean sea bass. Oh, is that delicious. I love their broiled salmon at Greek Islands and their baked chicken rigonati and homemade gyros. On these chilly days, a delicious cup of their egg lemon soup is fantastic, or one of their vegetarian homemade soups, chickpea, navy bean, lentil. Private party rooms are available, and the Greek Islands restaurants also provide catering. Since 1971, the Greek Islands has been Chicago's best choice for great food and reasonable prices, the perfect place for a business lunch, family dinner, or to stop in before a game or show. The Greek Islands in Chicago, Halsted and Adams, 200 South Halsted, or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd. Free parking is available. The Greek Islands, America's most popular Greek restaurant. For almost 2 years, Tom Husch has been a fantastic producer of this Sunday morning show. He has been promoted to a full-time position and will be now producing the Nick DiGilio show. So, Tom, we just want to say how great it's been to work with you here on Sunday morning, how much we're going to miss you. All the best to you, and thank you for everything that you've done for us.
Thank you, Dean, and I'll see you at the movies.